With an all-new opponent, the Winston-Salem Dash. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Ratt on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Very emotional day, I'll tell you that, in the Cyclones clubhouse right now. But Brooklyn coming into this series in first place in the North Division of the South Atlantic League, entering overall at 500, 48-48, but more importantly in the second half, 18-12, coming off the high. They hope they keep it on a high of taking 4 out of 6 from Hudson Valley. Meanwhile, Winston-Salem currently sits fifth in the South Division of the South Atlantic League, 6 games back on their side, 13-17 in the second half, and overall 50. So first pitch coming up at 7 o'clock, pitch Luis Moreno against right-hander Chase Selesky. Winston-Salem, a team that cannot really pitch, to be honest with you, but they can hit, and we'll have a lot more to break down as this night and as this week goes along. Trade deadline day, Cyclones are back day, and Nick DeLuca, you've got one heck of a pregame show to fill today.
Yeah, there's so much going on right now, and we'll start with it being another beautiful night in Brooklyn, because it is a little bit hot here as we approach first pitch, around 90 degrees. It is humid here in Brooklyn, so we'll be chugging water as we roll along tonight. But there's a lot going on. It is trade deadline day here in Major League Baseball. The trading deadline wrapping up 42 minutes ago or so, just around 6 o'clock, as teams making flurries of moves to try and push for the postseason and their pennant races. And the Mets, no different, knew that they were going to be active heading into this trading deadline and went to their deep prospect pool to make a trade. Darren Ruff coming over from the San Francisco Giants. In return, the Giants getting J.D. Davis, Thomas Cipucci, and two Brooklyn Cyclones starters, Carson Seymour and Nick Swack. And that making it the bittersweet afternoon that is the Major League Baseball trading deadline, especially around the minor leagues. Happy to see the Mets making a move as they push for the postseason, but also tough to see Carson Seymour and Nick Swack go, two guys who were really beloved in that Cyclones clubhouse. And Nick Swack coming up from low A earlier this season around the end of May and was just absolutely outstanding for Brooklyn. When he started, the Cyclones won, and it was just so impressive to see his development as the season wore on. A bona fide strike thrower, just would attack the zone, and a tough loss at the top of the rotation for the Brooklyn Cyclones as they chase their own division title. Of course, that's not where the Mets organization's head is at. They have bigger fish to fry in their estimation, but tough to see Swacko and Carson Seymour as well, who had been putting together a really good stretch of his own, a couple double-digit strikeout starts. So really impressive for those two, but also knowing that they are going on to a Giants organization that's going to give them a bunch of opportunities. So we will see how everything shakes out. And the Mets getting a reliable veteran in Darren Ruff ahead of the trading deadline, also acquiring Michael Givens, among others, heading in to the trading deadline. Vogelbach, Naquin, Michael Perez, of course, coming ahead of today. So as we head into the series opener against Winston-Salem, the Cyclones have a game and a half lead atop the South Atlantic League North Division at 18-12 after taking 4 of 6. Last week in Hudson Valley, it was perhaps the most impressive series that the Cyclones have played all season long, certainly with the 3 straight wins to close out the series victory, 7-0 in the finale on Sunday, and got the bats going. The pitching was really good. Fell behind in that series 2-1 after a heartbreaking loss on Thursday, losing it late. But the Cyclones doing what they do best, and that is respond in a big way against a big opponent in the Hudson Valley Renegades, who fall to a game and a half back of Brooklyn atop the South Atlantic League North Division at 18-12. So into tonight, they welcome the Winston-Salem Dash, the high A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox, who are in the South Division at 13-7 on the second half, 6 games back of Rome atop first place in their division. They have lost 7 of 10 and are trying to figure it out a little bit. This is a team that's going to hit pretty well, 7th in runs, 7th in slugging, 7th in home runs, so middle of the pack, and have some highly touted prospects on the lineup side, but the pitching has been a bit of a struggle. They've got the 4th highest ERA in the South Atlantic League, 3rd most home runs allowed, and the 3rd most walks, so a bit reminiscent of what we saw the last time that the Cyclones were here at Maimonides Park, and the Greensboro Grasshoppers team big hits to boot, and that is going to lead to a bunch of runs against, and that's what Winston-Salem is trying to correct. It's something that they looked at least in the White Sox organization, in the draft. This the number 30 ranked system according to Pipeline heading into 2022. System top 10 from 2017 to 2020, but it has gone up to the major leagues and graduated there. They've got just one player in the top 100. That's Colson Montgomery, who is the starting shortstop for Winston-Salem tonight. Even with depth in the top 30, but they wanted to reinforce the pitching. Top 3 picks and 6 of the first 7 selections for the White Sox organization in the draft a couple weeks back were pitchers. So that certainly an area that they have looked at and needing some improvement. And it bears out here with this Winston-Salem Dash pitching staff. So the Cyclones looking to continue to play some really good baseball. Took 4 of 6 from Hudson Valley in impressive fashion. Try and figure out the rest of the rotation as this week goes along as they lose Swack and Seymour. But so much to get to this afternoon. Oh, yeah, and there's a baseball game tonight. So we will stay tuned for that and excited to see the Cyclones back in action at Maimonides Park with an opportunity to build on the 1.5-game lead atop the South Atlantic League North Division, riding high on the 3-game winning streak and returning home where they have been so good on the season. One of the catalysts in that Hudson Valley series that saw the Cyclones win 4 of 6, Rowdy Jordan continuing to make his way back from the IL, and he matched a Cyclones high 7-game hitting streak with a 1-for-5 day back on Sunday. Has hits in 8 of 9 games off the IL, started 1 of 9, 11 of 30 since, had 8 hits in that series against Hudson Valley, and has continued to get it done at the top of the Cyclones lineup. Had a chance to catch up with him ahead of the series opener with Winston-Salem. That's next here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Series opening Tuesday as the Cyclones return to Maimonides Park to open a 6-game set with the White Sox affiliate Winston-Salem Dash. Nick DeLuca with Cyclones outfielder Rowdy Jordan. Rowdy, you wrap up the series with Hudson Valley. Take you back to Thursday. You lose a tough one with a chance to grab first place in the division, and the team responds with 3 straight to win the series. What does that say about this team?
Just that we're a bunch of grinders. You know, we had a chance to be in first place, came up short, but stuck with our plan and went out there and played good baseball for the next three games and, you know, came out that week victorious.
7-0 win in the finale on Sunday. Really a complete effort. How much fun is that to be a part of? Four homers and a shutout.
Oh, it's a blast. Especially when you're just winning in general, it's a blast because the mood's good. Everyone's playing well. You're doing well. So being able to go out there, win 7-0, have a shutout, have three, four homers, and just, you know, everybody hitting, it was a real good time.
Alex Ramirez goes deep twice on Sunday. How big a lift has he given this team, and what's it been like playing with a guy of his caliber?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, ever since he showed up, him and Castrega, you know, we've really hit. Our offensive numbers have gone up. We've played better. We're winning more. So just a guy with that kind of talent on your team, just it really builds everybody up, and it helps you, you know, win more games.
7-game hitting streak for you off the IL. What's allowed you to get more comfortable?
Just the biggest thing, you know, while I was hurt, you know, just hanging in there, you know, really just make sure my preparation was good and, you know, just having good at-bats is really my biggest key right now.
Trade deadline day today, knowing that you're a part of a contending organization, how would you describe this experience?
It didn't really bother me. I mean, you know, if you get traded, you get traded. It is what it is. So for me, it was just another normal day. If I got a call saying, hey, you're going somewhere, I just packed my bags and gone and done that. But so for me, it was just a normal day, honestly.
Does that change a little bit when you know you're losing some teammates here, that Nick Zwak, Carson Seymour are being traded? What's your reaction, and how hard is it to keep focused?
Yeah, now that they've been traded, it kind of changes the day a little bit. You know, you're happy for them because, you know, it's a good opportunity. But, you know, there's two really good guys personally, good guys on the mound. So it's unfortunate that you're not going to be able to be around them anymore, but, you know, you're happy for them and the opportunities they have ahead of them.
Does this give a number of guys in this locker room an opportunity to step up?
You know, they got to. You know, when two people go, you got two more guys that need to step up. So, yeah.
Enter series in first place. What's the key to continuing to play good baseball?
That's all it is. You got to play good, clean baseball. Attack the zone from the pitchers. You know, attack the pitchers from the hitters. You know, and stuff like that. So as long as we go out there, play clean baseball, I think we'll be okay.
Rowdy, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
Cyclones outfielder Rowdy Jordan back with more right after this on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
Like The Wiz and nobody beats me.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette...
The Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Cyclones pregame continues here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network ahead of the opener of this six-game set between Brooklyn and Winston-Salem. Cyclones a game and a half lead atop the South Atlantic League North Division, looking for another win. Make it four in a row after a really strong finish to that series in Hudson Valley. Cyclones hitting four home runs. Back on Sunday, two from Alex Ramirez, who has stayed red hot, 19 for his last 43. That's 441. He reached an 11 straight with a five-game hitting streak. Joe Swazi getting in on the action, who's been really impressive in limited action, filling in for JT Schwartz after he is day-to-day, fouling a pitch off of his foot. And Jose Mena getting in on the action as well back on Sunday with a big swing against the Renegades. Before we get you over to Keith Ratt for lineups and first pitch, take a quick look around the Mets minor league report. Syracuse visits Hudson Valley for a six-game set beginning this afternoon. Binghamton begins a six-game set at Somerset tonight at 6:05. And St. Lucie continues a 12-game homestand with the first of six against Daytona at 6:10. Mets active around the trading deadline at 6 o'clock, making a couple of additions and a couple of subtractions around the organization. Bittersweet trading deadline day. But there is baseball this afternoon, and we'll send it over to Keith Radd for lineups and first pitch here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Thank you, Nick. The lineups tonight are brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn, near Barclays Center, located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan. Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. For the Winston-Salem Dash, the affiliate of the Chicago White Sox, managed by former Mets minor league manager Lorenzo Bundy, coming in at 13-17. He's followed by the number one White Sox prospect, shortstop Colson Montgomery. Then 3-4-5, it's Brian Ramos, the third baseman. Cleanup hitter, right fielder Luis Mieses. And the right fielder, and the left fielder, Ben Norman. Tyler Osick, Long Island native, the DH hits sixth. The seven hitter, Adam Hackenberg, does the catching. Second baseman, Alexander Womack, he hits eighth. And Harvin Mendoza, the first baseman, bats ninth with Chase Selesky on the mound. Now for the first place Cyclones, who are 18-12. Rowdy Jordan leads off. He'll play left field. Right fielder Stanley Consuegra hits second. Alex Ramirez, the Mets' number four prospect, he's in center field. 4, 5, and 6, that's Nick Gattis. Jose Peroza, and then Jose Mena with Shervin Newton and Matt Rudick rounding out the lineup. Luis Moreno on the bump. We'll take one more break, but when we get back from Maimonides Park, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one in the right. Down the line. It is gone. Home run for the rookie.
And Nimmo cracks one. Deep right center field. Look it up, Hayward. It's out of here. Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well. Left field.
And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh, man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness. This is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Maimonides Park in Coney Island, USA, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. Tonight, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, return home for the first time since July to take on the Winston-Salem Dash, the high affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. It is good to be home today. Brooklyn back in this ballpark for the first time since July 17th when they smoke Greensboro. Well, the Cyclones really have not looked back. Brooklyn settles into this series 18-12, 1.5 games ahead of Hudson Valley. And taking on a team in Winston-Salem that is reeling a little bit. They just lost 4 out of 6 to the same Greensboro team that the Cyclones dominated at this ballpark. Winston-Salem comes in 13-17. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Radd, MILB.TV, and the Cyclones Radio Network. So much to get to. A lot of baseball news today. But if you're just like us, constantly refreshing Twitter, we're glad that you're sitting with us to try to digest what kind of day it has been. Duke Ellis, the lefty center fielder, leads off for the Chicago White Sox affiliate. Luis Moreno, seeing them for the first time in his career. Of course, this is the first ever meeting between Brooklyn and Winston-Salem. Moreno fires his first pitch, and the fastball misses outside at 94 miles an hour. And we're off and running right on in New York City. Moreno taps the feet. Here's the 1-0. Fastball pop foul into the crowd, third base side. One ball, one strike. 88 degrees at first pitch. And kind of a sticky night. The dew point close to 70 degrees ahead of that humidity, which makes it feel even worse. So 1-1. Swinging a tip into the mitt on the changeup. Strike two. So Ellis, second year with Winston-Salem. He's out of Texas. Hitting a 284. The on-base at 379. And he has 42 stolen bases. 1-2. Moreno's breaking ball misses in tight. Two balls and two strikes. Many teams in this league, north or south, would love to have him as their table setter. 2-2. Foul back. So Moreno comes in with some accolades, flying colors after the outing last week at Hudson Valley. Six shutty with seven strikeouts, two hits, one of his best performances of the year, and he won South Atlantic League Pitcher of the Week. Moreno's 2-2 again. Breaking ball line up the middle. Base hit. So Ellis is aboard. Now we'll see if he runs. Luckily, the Cyclones have Jose Mena back behind home plate. He was terrific last week in Hudson Valley, shutting down that running game. So he's catching. Jose Peroza at third base. Shervin Newton at short. Nick Gattis plays second base. Joe Swazi at first. It's Rowdy Jordan in left. Alex Ramirez in center. And Stanley Consuegra in right. Just getting started. Second batter of the game. Here's lefty shortstop Colson Montgomery. Pitch. Fastball. Pops the glove on the outside corner at 94 miles an hour. Montgomery called up from low A at the end of June. He's played 25 games with these guys. He is the White Sox number one prospect. Runner goes. Pitch is grounded to second base. Gattis fields. Only plays to first. Snaps it over there in time. One away. So Ellis down to second base. He's in scoring position. Montgomery, by the way, in 25 games. The on base at 412. Batting average at 283. Four homers and 10 RBIs. These guys can swing it. And they've had some lineup changes. Of course, this is game 97. But these guys can really hit, especially the righty right now, Brian Ramos. Big power. Pitch. Breaking ball. Moreno misses low for ball one. How about 17 home runs and 62 RBIs? Ramos, the number 8 White Sox prospect, hitting a 268 and getting on at a 343 clip. The 1-0. Slider just missed off the plate for ball two. This little stretch at the top of the order. Montgomery, Ramos, and then the guy on deck, Luis Meneses. Just top 30 row. These guys can swing. Moreno peaks at second. Pitch. Swing and a miss. 94 miles an hour. Ramos tipped it right before it got to Mena's mitt. So Luis steps in with a 26% strikeout rate, 6% walk rate, FIP 3.11. It's going to say the Cyclones starting pitchers have FIPs all in the twos, but two of them are headed to San Francisco. Ellis bounces off second, breaks for third. Pitch misses down and away. Mena throws to third, throws it into left field. Ellis gets up. He scores. And Winston-Salem, thanks to Duke Ellis and his speed, take a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning.
Yeah, and Ellison making things happen. That throw was headed to San Francisco, too, just away from Jose Peroza. Not much of a chance to keep it in front. And that is the benefit of being aggressive. Luis Rivera talks about it all the time. Put pressure on the defense to make a play. And Winston-Salem takes advantage.
3-1, pitch to Ramos. Strike at the knees on the outside corner. Moreno dialing it up to 95 miles an hour. One out, base is clear, top of the first, 1-0 dash. Here comes the payoff. Breaking ball got him swinging. Ramos brought down to a knee. So Moreno with a strikeout. That's a stolen base E2 against Jose Mena, the catcher. First time we've seen him throw it into left field this year. And honestly, that's pretty good. I mean, even the best of catchers throw the ball away once or twice a year. Mena's usually been pretty good back there. So one to cycle. Well, with two outs, here is the lefty right fielder and number 24 White Sox prospect, Luis Mieses. 32 doubles. Pitch. Tap foul into the Brooklyn dugout, first base side. Strike one. Mieses at 286, 10 homers, 66 RBIs, 331 on base. 0-1. Popped up and into the crowd, third base side. No balls, two strikes. This part of the night, this time of the summer, the sunshine sinking but falling on the mound, and the plate is covered in shadow. So a little tougher to hit here. The 0-2. Line up the middle. Crack for another base hit into center. So two singles to center field against Moreno, Ellis, and now Mieses. And with two outs, the inning continues to the lefty, Ben Norman.
Yeah, told you coming into this series that Winston-Salem can swing it, and especially at the top of their order, Luis Moreno last time around against Hudson Valley. Another really good lineup. Good with the breaking ball, the fastball off of it. Had that good mix. Still trying to find it here in that first inning.
Pitch. Norman slashes one foul into the crowd, third base side. No balls and a strike. Norman hitting at 302. He's hit seven homers and driven in 19. His on base at 362. 1-0 Winston-Salem. Two outs top of the first. Pitch. Fastball missed a little bit high. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Winston-Salem managed by Lorenzo Bundy, who was with the Mets for a good chunk of years. Last assignment last year with Double-A Binghamton. 1-1. Fouled back. Got in on his hands with the fastball. Strike two. So Lorenzo was with Binghamton last year. The year prior to that, 2020, the COVID year, he was supposed to go to Binghamton. That was the first assignment. And his bench coach supposed to be Cyclones manager Luis Rivera, coincidentally. Of course, that season never happened. 1-2, comes on in the shadows and makes the catch to end the inning. One run, two hits, one costly error, and one left. Winston-Salem, using that speed, putting the pressure on the Cyclones, leads 1-0. Brooklyn coming to bat from Maimonides Park when we return on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Cyclones Triple Play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
Off we go to the bottom of the first inning from Maimonides Park. Winston-Salem, the White Sox affiliate, off the bus and on the board with a 1-0 lead, scoring on a stolen base and an E2. Same play, Duke Ellis coming around from second, around third, and making it 1-0 dash. First ever meeting, so the first time the Cyclones are seeing right-hander Chase Selesky. And Brooklyn with this offense, they are just ready to see who's next. Try to feast on Sunday, capping off an amazing week against Yankee pitching. Rowdy Jordan stands in, switch hitter batting left. Selesky deals and misses down low for ball one. 90 miles an hour. Selesky this year, 19 games, 19 starts. The 1-0 missed a little bit low at 91. Two balls, no strikes. So been with the club all year and making every start he can. Goes over the head with a windup. The 2-0. Jordan takes a breaking ball strike that spins over the inner half. Rowdy hitting a 271. Two long balls, 27 ribbies, 367 on base. 2-1. Fastball dots the outside edge at 90. And the count squares at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Red wristband tape tonight for Rowdy. 2-2. Caught on and missed. Selesky slowed it down to 74. And there's the first strikeout. Take a look at the Winston-Salem dash defensively. Ben Norman plays left field under the scoreboard. Duke Ellis in center field. Luis Mieses out in right. Ryan Ramos at the hot corner. Colston Montgomery at short. Alessandro Womack at second base. Harvin Mendoza at first. And Adam Hackenberg does the catching. Here's Stanley Consuegra. 1-0 dash. Bottom of the first. Pitch. Righty takes 92 across the plate for strike one. Consuegra hitting a 262 with a 340 on base. Three homers, 12 RBIs. 0-1. Breaking ball swirls outside. Ball and a strike. Selesky, older guy, 24 years old, been in the org since 2019. Drafted out of Tulane. 1-1. Fouled back. That was 92. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Pitched a lot this year. 85 innings. Strikeout rate at 15%, so very, very low. Just 58 in 85 innings. 1-2, and Swagra cuts and misses. And right on cue, our 15% strikeout rate man has back-to-back strikeouts to open up the
ball. Right, any given day, whatever the numbers say, can buck the trend. But showing off that good breaking stuff from Selesky. Again, Stanley Consuegra, the one hole in his game offensively that we've seen. The strikeout rate just a little bit. The chase, especially on that pitch, down and away.
Here's Ramirez with 2 outs, coming off a monster week. First pitch, changeup, down and away. 1 ball, no strikes. Alex, 3 homers, 7 RBIs in the 6-game set. The 1-0, breaking ball, keeps him off balance. He takes on the outside corner for a strike. 2 home runs on Sunday afternoon at the Dutch. The 1-1, another breaking ball down and away. And Ramirez already garnering that respect from Selesky. Nothing but junk so far. Bat on the shoulder. Ramirez waiting for one he can handle. Pitch. Way outside with 92. Alex at 300, 5 homers, 19 RBIs, 360 on base percentage. Mets number 4 prospect, just 19 years old. Selesky's 3-1. Ramirez chops it to the left side. Ramos at third, fields off his left shoulder. Zings it across just in time, and Ramirez retired. A 1-2-3 for Chase Selesky. Winston-Salem holding on to an early 1-0 lead. We go to the second inning from the beach right after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water and hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
We meander to the top of the second inning from Maimonides Park. 1-0 lead for Winston-Salem alongside Nick DeLuca. My name is Keith Radd. Cyclones back for the week. We're going to do kind of an every other deal. Home road, home road. And we are coming down the stretch of it. Pretty amazing to see that this week we will pass through the second half of the second half. This is game 31 of 66 in the second half. And the Cyclones vying for an opportunity to land a playoff spot. So they get bigger and bigger as this season rolls along. Dash DH, Tyler Osick leads off against Luis Moreno. Righty gave up one in the first inning on an error. First pitch to Osick. Fastball runs up and in. The righty takes for ball one. So Moreno, an unearned run in that first frame as Jose Mena, his catcher, on a steal at third, threw the ball down the left field line. The 1-0 popped up into right center. Ramirez and Consuegra. It's Consuegra racing in to make the catch. And Osick retired. Tyler at 295, 6 homers, 40 RBIs, and a whopping 378 on base.
And one of the things that we haven't talked about, because there's so much going on today, this another big series for Brooklyn, game and a half up in the division. I guess they're all big. They'll all tell you that every series is big, but Hudson Valley's playing Jersey Shore.
Yes, they are. Pitch to Hackenberg. Slider on the outside corner, nabs the edge for a strike. And many people will tell you, Cyclones included, that could be 6 freebies in a row if you play Jersey Shore. The Phillies Farm Club at High A, not very good. The 0-1 into deep right field. Consuegra back and now over. Jog stops and raises the glove to make the catch. Back-to-back flyouts. Hackenberg was at 235, 337 on base, 6 homers and 26 RBIs. Funny thing is, Nick, that Jersey Shore playing tonight at home, looking for their first home win since June something, which is a very long time.
Wow, and some subtractions today, too.
Yes, here's Alexander Womack, righty batter. Dash up 1-0. Pitch, slider, cut on and miss. Womack couldn't hold up on the check swing. Womack getting a 297, 7 homers, 30 RBIs, 380 on base percentage. It's a team with a very solid OPS. All these guys can really get on base and hit for power. The 0-1. Fastball hits the outside edge for strike two. Womack, that name should sound familiar. His dad, Tony, won a World Series with the D-backs against the Yankees in 2001. 0-2. Line to the gap in right center field. Ramirez races over, but it drops. Alex Fields on two hops and wings it back in. So a single to right center for Womack. He's on with two down. 1-0 dash in the top of the second. And here's the nine man. First baseman, Harvin Mendoza.
Luis Moreno still searching for that feel with the breaking ball. Another one that wasn't quite where he wanted it to be and some hard contact up the middle.
Mendoza, lefty swinger, big kid, hitting at 195. 8 homers, 30 RBIs. Pitch. Fastball splits the plate in two for a strike. Mendoza hitting at the on base at 293. So Womack at first, just 2 out of 3 in steals. He's a big guy, not really going to go anywhere. Moreno sets and deals. And missed outside with 89. Ball and a strike. Depending on the first base side of the rubber, Moreno rumbles home. And the pitch cracked up the middle towards Ramirez. Alex Fields on one hop. Womack gets the second, stops there. That's 3 to 4 hard hit balls there against Luis Moreno. And 3 of these 4 have gone to center field on simple strokes by Winston-Salem.
Yeah, really good approach from top to bottom for this Winston-Salem lineup. Know that they can hit. It's about the pitching for them, but Luis Moreno, when he makes a mistake, is getting burned.
Back to the top for lefty Duke Ellis. Pitch. Fastball strike on the outside edge. Nothing in one. Mikey Smith, the home plate umpire. Joe Iglio on the bases for the week. Ellis, a single to center his first time. Score the game's only run. Pitch. Roller to short. Newton Fields and jogs to second, steps on the bag for the force, and the inning over. So Moreno unscathed in the second, dash strand to pair, and we're done with 1.5 from Maimonides Park in game 1 of 6. It's Winston-Salem 1, Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? Flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
We go to the bottom of the second inning from Coney Island. Cyclones down 1-0 to Winston-Salem. The Dash, the White Sox affiliate in New York City for the week. Nick Yattis, Jose Peraza, and Jose Mena do up against right-hander Chase Selesky, 24-year-old. Set down the Cyclones in order in the first. Initial offering to Yattis. The righty lines a fastball over the left side of the infield. That's a base hit. So Gaddy aboard with a leadoff single. Nick hitting a 207, six homers, 33 RBIs, and a 347 on base. Tagging that one over the shortstop. So first Cyclones base runner of the night. This brings up righty Jose Peraza. Peraza, the number 29 Mets prospect. 224 batting average, five homers, 29 RBIs, and a 304 on base. Selesky out of the stretch for the first time. Pitch. Change up. Hits the outside corner for a strike. Go back to Sunday's game. Peraza in that one had a double and a walk. It was just one of those games where everybody in the lineup kind of had a big day. Peraza right in the middle of it. The 0-1. Off the plate. One ball, one strike. He had one of Brooklyn's three doubles. The Cyclones hit four home runs. Got two from Ramirez, one from Mena, and one from Swazi. And everybody, of course, back in the lineup tonight. 1-1. Peraza rips it. By the way, Luis Rivera, the Cyclones manager, is suspended for tonight's game. So Chris Newell is the acting manager. He's at third. The league handed down the suspension today after Rivera getting ejected on Friday night at the Dutch. 1-2. Slider outside. Easy take for Peraza. Two balls, two strikes. It was more of a fiery ejection, so hence the suspension. You usually don't get suspended just because you get ejected. But the league deemed it was enough, and so Rivera missing just tonight. 2-2. Foul back.
You know it's a busy night when we don't get to that until the second inning.
We still have so much to get to on our rundown. Trade deadline day in baseball. Cyclones involved. Two pitchers, part of the four-player deal sent from New York to San Francisco for Darren Ruff. 2-2. Peraza chops one foul on the first baseline. Took a big hop, but foul. Darren Ruff, 36-year-old outfielder from San Francisco. Had a really big last couple years, and the Mets needing a big righty bat to kind of go with that Dan Vogelbach, who has just been a kind of a folk hero so far, just because he's like a big teddy bear, Dan Vogelbach. So they get Ruff, the righty, to match with Vogelbach and give up four players. Runner goes, 2-2 pitch, foul back. So Gattis, who slides into second, has to get up and go back to first. J.D. Davis, he goes to San Francisco. Thomas Zapucki, lefty pitcher at the AAA big league level for the Mets, he went over. And two Brooklyn Cyclones, now former Brooklyn Cyclones, Nick Swack and Carson Seymour, also part of the deal. Not top 30s, but they were knocking on the door. As soon as they refreshed that list, I'm sure they would have seen their faces on there. Spinning a throw over, and Gattis dives in safely. Now, last week, the trading deadline kind of began. Mets were involved. They got guys at low A with St. Lucie. And then when Brooklyn was, of course, in Hudson Valley, the Renegades made some moves. They lost some pitching, too. 2-2. Just missed outside. Close take. Three balls, two strikes. And then when we left on Sunday, come to find out that the Yankees made another deal. And they had to give up Renegade second baseman Cooper Bowman, part of a four-team deal. 3-2. Up high, ball four. So Gattis down to second, Peroza at first after a really impressive plate appearance. And the Cyclones have two on, nobody out in the bottom of the second inning. So, Nick, we're kind of at an interesting level. Triple-A guys don't really get dealt very often. Double-A, that's really where you have those top-tier prospects who are very ready. High-A and low-A, you start to get those potential guys, sometimes new to the organization, that are, of course, on the move a lot because they have that promise, they have that potential, and we've only seen them for a little while.
Yeah, who have certain traits that organizations perhaps really like, whether it be Nick Swack, who's a left-handed pitcher, throwing 95, good spin rate, really great makeup with the way that he attacks. Carson Seymour, the same way, fastball to breaking ball, can throw in the mid-90s a good spin rate. So a lot to like for the Giants in the return for Darren Ruff.
1-0 Winston-Salem. Here's Mayna, bottom two. Pitch. Breaking ball popped up weakly to the right side of the infield. It is Selesky, the pitcher, who makes the catch crossing into foul ground. No, Mendoza, the first baseman, the other guy in the area, he came down slowly, but Selesky, with ease, fielded that pop-up. Mayna the first out, bottom two.
Had that one all the way. Watch your first baseman catching it, but might have been a tougher play. Wasn't in the air all that long, and Chase Selesky, to his credit, right off the mound, aware of where the baseball is, goes out, makes the catch.
So now Swazi with two on. Pitch. Joe fouls back the 83-mile-an-hour change. It was at 223 with six home runs. Swazi stands in at 230, six home runs, 25 RBIs, and a 324 on-base percentage. He had a home run on Sunday. 0-1. Caught on a miss. Slider on the outside corner. Strike two. That performance on Sunday brought Swazi's weighted runs created plus to 100. So performing at league average. That's a good thing. And he calls for time as it snowballs in two strikes. A lot of that because of even though Swazi hitting about 230, it's when he's in there. Getting those doubles, those triples, and those home runs. Brooklyn chasing one, bottom of the second inning. Zaleski's 0-2. Strike three called outside corner. Bit of a delayed call, but Joe takes a close one. And the Cyclones have now popped out and struck out. And the runners stay put at first and second.
It was a really close pitch, and Zaleski getting the call. Maybe one that you might say too close to take, but at the same time, what can you do with that pitch? Hope to live and see another day. Unfortunately, the call against Swazi, and the runners stay put.
Here's Shervin Newton, switch hitter batting left. Pitch. Fastball strike over the outside corner at 93. Newton takes the helmet off, rubs the sleeve against his forehead, does it twice. It is a humid night at Maimonides Park. Shervin hitting at 189, four homers, 26 ribbies, on base at 300. 1-0 Winston-Salem, two outs, bottom two. Pitch. Newton cuts and misses at the soft stuff. 77, spinning down and in. Peroza at first base, Gattis off second. Right side of the infield, he yanked over to play Newton to pull. Mendoza right along the line at first. 0-2. Breaking ball powered in the air to deep right center. This sends Miesis back at the track. He gives way to Ellis at the last second and makes the catch. in the cavernous right center field alley, the deepest part of the ballpark. Ellis comes in out of the sky to make the grab and end the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left. We go to the third inning. 1-0 Winston-Salem in Brooklyn. Nick DeLuca with a play-by-play when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the 973-470-9700. Or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Third inning from Maimonides Park. Winston-Salem 1, Brooklyn nothing here in the series opener. First of six between Mets and White Sox at High A. Nick DeLuca, Keith Redd here with you on MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Appreciate you taking some of your Tuesday night and spending it with us as Brooklyn guns for a fourth win in a row after a really good end to the series in Hudson Valley. Cyclones fell behind in that series 2-1 and then rattled off three straight victories to take first place in the North Division. Colson Montgomery leads it off against Moreno. First pitch fastball up and away. It's 1-0. Montgomery grounded to second his first time. Top prospect in the White Sox system is reached in six straight games. Moreno, 1-0. Breaking ball called strike outside corner, 1-1. So Montgomery, a number one prospect in the White Sox system. Lots of number one prospects going every which way on trade deadline day in the major leagues. 1-1, a fastball up and away, two balls and a strike. So much movement, so many veterans, young players, and otherwise going to any number of organizations. Moreno, the 2-1. Powered foul off the netting left side over the Winston-Salem dugout. Two balls, two. Biggest deal of the day, Juan Soto, who is now a San Diego Padre. As we look down here at Maimonides Park, there is a Juan Soto Nationals jersey in the crowd, which is, as of today, out of style. 2-2 grounded foul toward the Cyclones dugout. Count remains two balls, two strikes. And the return, massive for Washington. Knew it would be after he rejected that $440 million contract over 14 years, it was reported. But the average annual value under $30 million. 2-2 check swing. Fastball stays outside and the count full. So knew there was going to be some motion in the Padres getting the best player available this year and maybe in the last 5 to 10 years. Gave up a ton, but got such a great player. 3-2. Looped into center field. Coming on, Ramirez floats and makes the catch head high. Just behind the Brooklyn Cyclones script outline at center for the first out of the inning. But the Padres so active ahead of the trading deadline this afternoon. Getting Josh Hader from Milwaukee as well, bolstering the bullpen. Brandon Drury. So A.J. Preller and that organization really going for it. Here's Brian Ramos. First pitch breaking ball in for a strike inside corner. 0-1. Yankees also active. Andrew Benintendi coming last week when we were in Hudson Valley. Frankie Montas into the fold as well as they bolster their rotation. 0-1 grounded left side. Sliding stop. Peroza to his feet on to first. Got him. What a play. Jose Peroza one step at a slide into the shortstop hole, gets up in the throw right on target to get Ramos with the second out of the inning. And then the Yankees also with the surprises sending Jordan Montgomery, the Cardinals, for Harrison Bader. Would not have expected them to be a seller. And a Wilson Contreras got some stares. Here's Luis Meneses. Rolls it foul. First pitch wide of first. No balls and a strike. Contreras, a free agent at the end of the season, so figured he would be on the move. Mets perhaps in the mix, needing that catching help, but he remains to come until season's end. Would imagine he'll get the qualifying offer. 0-1 tipped into the glove by Meneses. No balls, two strikes. But also hard to imagine that the Cubs are going to get anything less than the qualifying offer. Would have thought he would have been dealt. Moreno winds, lifts the leg, 0-2. Looped into left and fouled down that left field line. Peroza giving chase into foul territory. Still no balls and two strikes. Bases clear, two down, 1-0 Winston-Salem as we play here in the top of the third. Sun fading over left center field with the lights on at Maimonides Park. Humid night at 88 degrees. Moreno from the first base side of the rubber. Glove over his face, into the wine, lifts the leg, 0-2. Line right center field coming on Consuegra. It falls in front of him, a two-out base hit for Meneses. South Atlantic League hits leader extends the Winston-Salem top of the third for Ben Norman. The fifth hit on the board already for Winston-Salem, who has come in with a good plan of attack against Luis Moreno, the reigning South Atlantic League Pitcher of the Week. So Norman digs in, open stance left side, first pitch. Breaking ball called, strike outside corner, 0-1. Norman flew out to right his first time. Moreno holds the set at the shoulder, peaks it first, 0-1. Tapped on the ground, foul, wide of first. No balls and two strikes. Mix of emotion. Certainly got that here in Brooklyn with Nick Swack and Carson Seymour headed to San Francisco as part of the trade for Darren Ruff. But also just every which way did the team do enough? Not able to give away the prospects that they wanted. Did they get what they needed in return? So much all around. 0-2 breaking ball off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Fan base is looking at everything, trying to figure out which prospects have a future when moving on from major league players. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Norman over a breaking ball, and Moreno works around the two-out single by Meneses. Nothing across for Winston-Salem in the top of the third. We go to the bottom half and we come back. Dash one, Cyclones nothing on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket for the choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Saturday, August 6th is the night about nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
Back The Wiz and no baby.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette,
the Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the night about nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
From Brooklyn, Winston-Salem 1, Cyclones nothing here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. It is a humid night, little wind rolling toward right center field here at Maimonides Park. The lights on. A really nice night here on Coney Island. Cyclones returning home for the first time since late June at those three in Jersey Shore. Then over to Hudson Valley for a six-game set, four-day break mixed in. Haven't been back since the series with Greensboro. Matt Rudick leads it off. First pitch swinging. Lifts a high pop. Left side into foul territory off third. It's Ramos with room near the sidewall making the two-hand catch. One pitch, one out for Chase Selesky to begin the bottom of the third. Matt Rudick into that AB at 205, two homers, 15 RBIs. But leads off the bottom of the third with a pop-out. So back to the top of the Cyclones order. Here's Rowdy Jordan. Switch hitter batting left. First pitch. Jordan swings. Lifts a high fly ball down the left field line. Norman giving chase toward the corner. And he makes the running catch. Ben Norman in front of the great deal sign. Right by the wall marker down that left field line toward the corner. Making the catch and pressing up against the bullpen wall to retire Rowdy Jordan for the second out. Two pitches, two outs for Selesky. Here's Stanley Consuegra. First pitch breaking ball stays high, 1-0. Consuegra strikeout his first time. That's with the bases empty, 2-1, 1-0. Winston-Salem, bottom of the third, 1-0. Fastball in off the plate. Two balls, no strikes. Coming into this series, the Winsley struggled. 2-0. Consuegra, hard grounder, left side. Field by Ramos on the wave. Throw to first is in time to close out the inning. Ramos with the away-from-the-body snare. And the throw to get Consuegra. It's a quick 1-2-3 inning for Chase Selesky. Three complete from Maimonides Park. Winston-Salem 1, Brooklyn nothing on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Saturday, August 6th is the night about nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
I'm The Wiz and no babies.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette,
the Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the night about nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Winston-Salem up 1-0 as we go to the fourth inning from Maimonides Park. Opener of a six-game set between White Sox and Mets affiliates. Cyclones looking to hang on to the lead atop the South Atlantic League North Division. Come in with a game-and-a-half advantage over second-place Hudson Valley after taking 4 of 6 last week. Mickey Smith holding up play for a moment as the Surf Squad and the King make their home plate. Got to make sure everybody is good to go before Luis Moreno gets it rolling in the fourth. Tyler Osick leads it off. Crouch stance right side, first pitch. Breaking ball down and in. It's 1-0. Osick with a fly out to right his first time. Moreno into the motion. Righty's 1-0. Breaking ball. Called strike inside corner. 1-1. Osick has reached in four straight. Is three for his last 16. Angled wine from Moreno. First base side. 1-1. Slice back to the screen. 1-2. Cyclones have gotten some really good starting pitching recently. Had the one hiccup to open the series against Hudson Valley Junior Santos didn't get out of the first inning. Since then, it has been really solid. 1-2. Fastball just upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Moreno thought it was strike three at 94. Now, the outlook looks a little bit more uncertain. 2-2. Bouncing ball back up the middle. Outside the reach of Gattis as it rolls into center field for a base hit. Diving attempt on the backhand by the Cyclone second baseman. Tyler Osick has the base hit to lead off the top of the fourth inning. Runner off first, nobody out. Here's Adam Hackenberg. Open stance right side. Moreno's first pitch. Breaking ball down and away. It's 1-0. Hackenberg flew out to right. His first time. Becomes a little bit more uncertain for the Cyclones with the starting pitching again because they lose two members of their rotation. And Zwack and Seymour, 0-1, cut on and missed. One ball and one strike. Two guys who had been very reliable in taking the ball with regularity and putting up zeros. Nature of the business in the Cyclones having to see if they can get some other arms that'll step up. Moreno, the set at the shoulders, 1-1. Fastball called strike outside corner at 93, 1-2. Runner off first, nobody out. 1-0 Winston-Salem, top four. Moreno, the set at the shoulder, stares in. 1-2. Bouncing ball and into center field for a base hit outside the reach of Newton. And it's back-to-back singles for Winston-Salem to open up the top of the fourth inning. Hackenberg getting just enough of a two-bouncer outside the extended reach of the shortstop, Shervin Newton. And Winston-Salem has seven hits already against Luis Moreno, who does not yet have an out in the top of the fourth inning. Here's Alexander Womack. Even stance right side, first pitch. He swings and lifts a fly ball shallow center field. Ramirez in and now back a step. Tagging from second, Osick, but he will stay right there. Ramirez's throw cut off, and Womack down on just one pitch.
And Moreno trying to buckle down, tied his season high in hits. Career high so far is 9. That's a couple of years ago. He's limited the damage, though, amazingly. I mean, one run, an unearned run off of an error on 7 hits. Just doesn't want to play with fire too much.
First and second, one out for the number 9 hitter. Here's Harvin Mendoza. Off right, open stance, left side. First pitch. He swings and misses. High changeup. Nothing and one. Mendoza base hit his first time. 1 of 7 through the first 3-plus innings against Moreno tonight. Cyclones trail at 1-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. Winston-Salem with an opportunity to add on to the lead with a couple on base. 0-1. Tipped into the glove and held on to by Mena. No balls, two strikes. Mendoza, the 23-year-old from Venezuela, has reached in 4 straight games. Moreno holds the set, lowers to the shoulder, stares at second, 0-2. Change up down and in, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Part of a White Sox system that is in the basement of the rankings according to MLB Pipeline. 1-2. Fastball called strike three inside corner. Mendoza leans back, couldn't believe it, but he's rung up by Mickey Smith, and there are 2 away.
Once again, getting tough with guys on base. So Moreno, though he might not have it tonight, might not have that pitcher of the week stuff, he's trying to finish like he still has that stuff.
As his third strikeout of the night in a big spot. 2 away for the top of the order. Here's Duke Ellis. First pitch. Fastball. down and away. It's 1-0. Ellis, base hit, came around to score on the throwing error after a stolen base and is grounded out in two trips to the plate. First and second, 2-out, 1-0 Winston-Salem, top four. Moreno, the set, 1-0. Change up off the outside edge, 2 balls, no strikes. Duke Ellis coming into play tonight. Was 1 for his last 21. But able to get things started for Winston-Salem. 2-0 pitch. Change up, called strike inside corner, 2-1. And Moreno, who has struggled to find that control, fastball to breaking ball, featuring a little bit more with his third pitch, the changeup tonight in this fourth inning. Changeup, called strike outside corner, 2-2. Osick at second, Hackenberg aboard at first. 2-1, 1-0 Winston-Salem, top of the fourth inning. Moreno a strike away from stranding 2 more. 2-2. Tap foul at the plate by Ellis. He stays alive. South Atlantic League leader in stolen bases. Shut that off earlier. Now looking to come through and add on to the lead. 2-2. Fastball upstairs. 3 balls, 2 strikes. First and second, 2 out. Runners will be off with the pitch. Moreno looking to put him away. And put up a third straight zero after the first inning Winston-Salem unearned run. Set at the shoulders. Payoff. Breaking ball. Called strike. 3 outside corner. Ellis down looking, fourth strikeout for Luis Moreno, and he strands a pair in the top of the fourth inning. Couple of base hits, but no harm done for the Cyclones starter. Through 3.5 from Brooklyn, Winston-Salem 1, Cyclones nothing on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available featuring a special under the sea nesting doll. Learn more at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning from Maimonides Park. Winston-Salem on top, 1-0. Series opener. And the first meeting between Brooklyn and Winston-Salem all time. Cyclones have just 1 hit through the first 3 innings. Nick had a single to lead off the second against Chase Selesky. Has been locked in on the mound. Cyclones coming in, swinging the bats well. Alex Ramirez leads it off. First pitch swinging and lifts a towering fly ball to left field. Norman underneath the video board steps to his right and makes the catch off the shoulder. One pitch and one out for Selesky to start the fourth. Cyclones aggressive early on in the count, but have not had much in the way of results to show for it against Selesky early on in this ballgame. Have just 1 hit. Came off the bat of Nick Gattis, who stands in. First pitch. Breaking ball down and away. 1-0. Gattis the base hit on a hard line drive over shortstop his first time. Zaleski, the glove over the head, lifts the leg at 1-0. Fastball low, two balls, no strikes. Nick Gattis was 1-for-3 back on Sunday, closing out a 3-for-21 series in Hudson Valley. Has reached in 15-6 the outside corner. Three balls and no strikes. Wide open stance, bat tilted down. Zaleski, the 3-0 pitch. Fastball below the knees, four-pitch walk. Gattis aboard for a second time tonight. Second walk issued by Chase Zaleski, third Cyclones base runner. And here's Jose Peroza. Righty swinger digs in. Gattis off first, one out, 1-0 Winston-Salem, bottom of the fourth. Zaleski leans in, right arm dangling, taps the toe to the closed off, set above the belt, throw over to first. Gattis dives back safely with the right arm, ahead of the tag by Mendoza. Cyclones being out hit 7-1 as we play here in the bottom of the fourth inning, yet trailed by just one run. First pitch to Peroza. Breaking ball off the outside corner, 1-0. Peroza worked to walk his first time and to play this evening with a three-game hitting streak. He's 5 for his last 12. Really good in the month of July. 1-0. Fastball up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Peroza finished the month with 9 extra base hits, had just 9 in the first 3 months of the season. Came into July hitting 199, average into play tonight, hovering at 225. 2-0, breaking ball, called strike outside corner, 2-1. Gattis off first with one out. 1-0 Winston-Salem, bottom four. Zaleski closes off. 2-1. Fastball off the outside corner. Three balls and one strike to Peroza. Zaleski has attacked and been in the strike zone with regularity. A little bit more careful to Gattis and Peroza tonight. 3-1, runner goes, breaking ball outside. And the Cyclones once again at first and second with one out. This time in the bottom of the fourth.
Second time we've seen Zaleski really struggle right here. Gattis and Peroza go back to that second inning. Gattis and Peroza got on. Single walk, and now it's walk-walk in the fourth inning trying to get this run back. But it's nice to have a second chance if you're Jose Maynard, Joe Swazza, your Sherva Newton, guys that let this opportunity go by the wayside, going 0-for-3 the first time they had first and second, nobody out.
Time called as Danny Farquhar will make his way out to the mound to talk with Chase Zaleski on top of a crowded mound that features the entire Winston-Salem infield. Trying to get Zaleski back on track, back-to-back walks, the third that he has issued tonight to Jose Peroza to put runners at first and second with one out for Jose Mena. Cyclones catcher digs in, popped out his first time. Hit a solo homer back on Sunday in Hudson Valley. First pitch. Fastball outside. Back throw to first. Peroza with a feet first slide in safely. Close play. Hackenberg with that strong arm to check on Peroza. Mendoza sneaking up behind him, but in safely. Gattis at second, Peroza at first, one out, 1-0 Winston-Salem, bottom of the fourth. Selesky leads a high fly ball. Left field, Norman back to the warning track. He turns. It's off the top of the wall. Gaddis around third and will score. Peroza through the stop sign. Throw to the plate. Tag applied. He's out. Jose made it a second with an RBI double. And Jose Peroza blowing through Chris Newell, trying to hold them up at third base. And out at the plate to keep this a 1-1 ball game.
That's first of all, big swing by Jose Mena, but I think Colston Montgomery, the shortstop, was also pretty surprised that Peroza was going, because he caught that cutoff feed and looked towards the plate, dropped his shoulders, and then realized, oh, he's going. So Peroza, had Montgomery been throwing in one fell swoop, he would have been out even more. But good to tie the game for the Cyclones.
Not sure even Luis Rivera would have sent him in that situation. So Maine to second with two out, 1-1, Brooklyn and Winston-Salem bottom four. Here's Joe Swazi, first pitch. Breaking ball well off the plate. Slide over by Hackenberg to keep it in front. One ball and no strikes. Joe Swazi struck out looking his first time. That's with Maine in scoring position and two out. Selesky holds the set first base side. 1-0. Fouled back to the screen. 1-1. Swazi, 10 for his last 29. Has reached in 8 of his last 9 games. Has been so impressive with the sporadic playing time. Into the lineup again this afternoon. JT Schwartz still trying to battle back from that leg injury. 1-1. Swazi cuts and misses over a breaking ball. 1-2. But despite not playing every day, Swazi has excelled. Had that homer back on Sunday, going back-to-back with Maina. Slugged .667 in July after just .302 in the month of June. 1-2. Breaking ball down and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. A run in for Brooklyn, not the score at 1 here in the bottom by Jose Maina. And Joe Swazi looking to keep the line moving with 2 down. Set by Selesky. Leg lift 2-2. Swing and a miss. High fastball blown by Swazi. And the inning's over. 4 strikeout gets Selesky out of the frame, but not before Jose Mena knots the score. Line drive double. High off the wall in left center field. And the Cyclones, after 4, have tied it at 1. To the 5th we go. Keith Rad with the play-by-play when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
All knotted up at 1 as we head to the 5th inning. Game 1 of a 6-game set. Cyclones just tied the game after the Dash scored in the first inning. Winston-Salem grabs the bats, sends up 2, 3, and 4 as Luis Moreno battled through and trudged through the mud a little bit. He's thrown 71 pitches through 4 innings. So a night that may not last very long. It's probably the final inning of the night for Moreno, the 23-year-old. But this will be a weird week for the Cyclones on the pitching side. First one to Colston Montgomery. Tall lefty takes 92 up. 1 ball, no strikes. Montgomery, Ramos, and Miesis. Colson tonight 0-2. 1-0. Fastball nabs the inside corner. One ball, one strike. Carson Seymour is supposed to start tomorrow. Nick Swack supposed to start Friday. 1-1. Swinging a tip into the mitt for strike two. So that will change. Thursday, Dom Hamill pitching. Saturday, Junior Santos. And back to Moreno on Sunday. So a peculiar situation for A.J. Sagard. Luis Rivera, of course, what are the Mets going to do? Are they going to send any help here? 1-2. Just missed inside. Looked pretty good at 93. And Moreno did not get the call. Just four strikeouts tonight for Luis. Hasn't walked anybody, but has given up a season-high tying seven hits. Tries again, 2-2. Missed outside with the slider. Count full. Moreno raises his black glove in front of his face. Payoff pitch. Montgomery rolls over to first. Swazi backs up, fields on the short hop, flips to Moreno at first base for the out. Mets continuing the series with the Nationals, playing a little bit of a different lineup than they did yesterday. And they made their own little acquisition at the deadline. The Mets. They got Jacob DeGrom back tonight. So DeGoat back on the mound. And so far, a scoreless game heading to the bottom of the fourth in Washington. Here's Brian Ramos with one out. Pitch. Slider. Grounded to short. Newton slides to his right. Gobbles it up. Overhand throw to first. Two down.
And Jacob DeGrom, too, so I think he's loose.
Yeah, that last start in Syracuse giving up a couple home runs. I hate to say it. The results of the rehabs, they still don't matter. Sorry. Tonight, five strikeouts, three innings, and of the 39 pitches he's thrown, just eight have been out of the strike zone. Two down for Luis Miesis. 1-1 game in the fifth. Moreno uncorks. And the pitch rolled over, foul to the right, off the front of the Brooklyn dugout railing. No balls and a strike. Miesis, two at-bats, two singles. A single to center and a single to right. So many great numbers to look at in this Winston-Salem lineup. You kind of go down the rabbit hole a little bit. Miesis, 32 doubles, driven in 66 runs. Cyclones haven't played anybody this year that's driven in 66 runs. Closest on the Cyclone side, J.T. Schwartz in the mid-30s. 0-1. Miesis lines it to left field. Jordan hops back a step and makes the catch for the out. Well, Miesis about to prove my point. His walk rate for the year, single digits, about 6%. The man likes to swing. And so far tonight, 2-for-3. A much, much better inning for Luis Moreno. He has a 1-2-3 in the top of the fifth. And we're halfway through the ball game. Tied at one. Brooklyn and Winston-Salem on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Home half of the fifth, Cyclones last time up, tied the game, and now looking to take the lead. Brooklyn and Winston-Salem, first game of the year. Luis Moreno has given up one run, one unearned run over five. He's thrown 80 pitches. Winston-Salem right-hander, Chase Selesky, 53 pitches. over four. Much more digestible performance for him. He got himself in trouble with walks in that fourth inning and now faces Newton, Rudick, and the top. Sherman, switch hitter batting left, digs in. First pitch, fastball, stamps the outside edge at 91. No balls and a strike. Newton flew out to deep right center his first time. Right in the gap. The 0-1. Fastball, strike two, inside edge. Continue to look through the Mets organization tonight. Triple-A Syracuse played this afternoon, this morning. It was a 11 o'clock start at Coca-Cola Park against the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Lost 13-6. Zaleski high kick, 0-2. And Newton takes strike three, outside corner. Fifth strikeout for Zaleski. One down in the fifth. Double-A Binghamton, first time ever. Those guys taking on Somerset. And that's at TD Bank Ballpark, the brand-new affiliate of the New York Yankees. Second year as an affiliated ball club, former team in the Atlantic League. So an 8-4 lead for the Yankees Double-A affiliate. Pitch to Matt Rudick with one out. Lefty stares at a changeup off the plate for ball. Cyclone Wyatt Young. Wyatt Young, we hardly knew you. Played here for about a cup of coffee. The 1-0. Rudick takes the slider low for ball two. And Brett Beatty doubled for the 22nd time. A lot of people are wondering, what in the world is Beatty still doing at Double-A? As he's putting up video game numbers. 2-0. Strike on the outside corner. Rudick just hangs his head. Two balls and one strike. OPS of 921. This is over a full body of work. 2-1. Foul back towards us up here and over our heads. 2-2. Beatty's hit 16 home runs. The average is 306. It's 2022, and Brett Beatty is hitting over 300 and hitting for power and getting on base. And playing like the top prospect that he is. And still at Double A. Zaleski's 2-2. Flied foul on the left field line into the crowd. So Beatty is now added to his career high tying 22nd double tonight through just 83 games. Here comes a 2-2. Rudick waits on the breaking ball, pops it up shallow center. Montgomery out, Ellis in, full sprint for Ellis now. He makes the catch, cutting in front of the left fielder Ben Norman. Two down in the bottom of the fifth, tied at one. Base is empty, two outs. And we go back to the top of the order. Switch hitter Rowdy Jordan. Bottom of the eighth inning at Clover Park at St. Lucie. The Mets trailing Daytona, the Tortugas 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Found out the final piece of that Michael Gibbons trade. First pitch, Rowdy takes the strike on the outside corner. Saul Gonzalez, a 22-year-old pitcher. He was with Low A St. Lucie. He went over to Baltimore. 0-1. Caught on a miss for strike two. So Buck Showalter gets Michael Gibbons back at the big league level. Mets give up another Low A this week. The 0-2. Rowdy lines one to shallow left. Norman comes in and makes the catch, bending forward. Snagged it about knee high. And Zaleski has a pretty smooth fifth. Both starters, 1-2-3 in the fifth inning. And we go dancing into our trivia inning. Tied 1-1, Brooklyn and Winston-Salem on the Cyclones Radio Network.
August 4th is Italian night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night. And have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
on a gorgeous Tuesday night at the beach. The Cyclones and Winston-Salem Dash go surfing into the top of the sixth, tied at one. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Rad. Cyclone starter Luis Moreno, he went into that fifth inning. Pitch count was up there, 71 pitches, but he got through the fifth inning in a flash. So Luis gets the six. It's Norman, Osick, and Hackenberg. Moreno raises the glove. First pitch to the lefty, Norman. He swings. It's a high back at the wall. This one's gone. A deep shot into the night, into the backyard. It's Norman's eighth of the year. Now he gives the Dash a 2-1 lead in the top of the sixth on a no-doubter. With the wind gusting out to right, that didn't matter either. Norman shows off the power.
And Ben Norman has been on an absolute tear recently. He is now 18 for his last 35. That's his fifth home run in that stretch. Second in the South Atlantic League with seven home runs in the month of July. Different month, same result in Winston-Salem, up 2-1.
So Moreno gives up the long ball. Here's Tyler Osick. Pitch. Slider swerves and catches the outside corner. Strike one. Moreno gives up his first home run since the beginning of July. July 2nd, so a month ago. 0-1. Breaking ball power the other way. Deep to right field again. Consuegra at the wall. It is gone. Back-to-back jacks into the backyard for Winston-Salem. Osick joins Norman out there. And not having to pay extra to get to the backyard either this week. It's 3-1 Winston-Salem.
And a pretty good deal. You don't have to pay. Winston-Salem showing off that power. Osick to the opposite field. That really good approach. High fastball up and away from Moreno. He went with it. Has the strength to carry it out of here at Maimonides Park.
So now Hackenberg. Pitch. Fastball missed outside at 94 for ball one. Trying to get to our Konecambos trivia question. Nobody out. The 1-0. Hackenberg chases the slider on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. So it's talking about trades involving the Cyclones. There was a trade back in 2015 that directly affected the Brooklyn Cyclones back at the short season level, which is very, very rare. 1-1. Pounds the glove. Darren Frias in 2015, Cyclones were playing the Vermont Lake Monsters. And Darwin got traded and went from clubhouse to clubhouse. 1-2. I missed up high. Two balls, two strikes. Playing at Centennial Field in Burlington, Vermont against the Lake Monsters. That day, the Mets traded Frias to what minor league organization? High kick, 2-2. Check swing and a slider. Did he go? Yes, he did. Iglio made the call from behind first base as Hackenberg strikes out. So if you think you know the answer, a little old New York Penn League affiliation trivia for you. That team no longer part of this big league club. But what was the big league club that had their team in Vermont? If you think you know the answer, use the hashtag ConeyConvos on Twitter. If you get it right, we'll give you a shout-out in the bottom of the sixth. Here's Womack. Pitch. Righty takes a knee-high fastball strike. Nothing and one.
So you're saying I've got a 1 in 29 chance.
Basically, yes, of course. Test out that New York Penn League trivia mind of yours. The 0-1. Slider missed outside. Ball and a strike. Trying to make it helpful for those who maybe don't have a New York Penn League trivia mind. Probably the 99% of the rest of us that don't. But Burlington, Vermont, Centennial Field. How about this? It's nowhere close to the big league club. 1-1. That whiffles in for strike two. Bender at 80. One ball, two strikes. Back-to-back home runs, Norman and Osick. And it's 3-1 Winston-Salem. Top of the sixth. One out, base is clear. 1-2. Breaking ball got him swinging. Womack chases down and away.
Impressive bounce back from Luis Moreno. Can be unnerving to give up back-to-back home runs. But Clone's offense to get it going on the other side of the scorecard. But back-to-back strikeouts, and he has settled down.
So now Harvin Mendoza, lefty first baseman. Two down, base is clear. Full wind, pitch. Foul back. So for Moreno, a career-high tying 9 hits allowed. First 7, death by 1,000 cuts. Just singles galore for Winston-Salem. But now the big blows. The 1-0. Missed up and away. 1-1. Dash can do that to you. Talk about a guy like Brian Ramos. He's a 3-hitter. He has 17 home runs. Can't really focus too much on him because everybody else can hit the ball out of the ballpark. The 1-1. Down and away. That missed with 89. 2-1. And now with the Cyclones short on starters this week, some of these guys are going to have to wear it just a little bit. Even though Moreno's not really wearing anything heavy. 2-1. Slider missed down low for 3. Single and a strikeout tonight for Mendoza. Here comes the 3-1. And he missed with the slider off the plate. That was the 97th pitch of the night for Moreno. So coming to the end of his line. Now manager Luis Rivera not available tonight, but Chris Newell is. He's the acting skip. And he takes the jog from the first base dugout. Looks out to right field. Raises the left hand to make the switch. Cyclones going to the bullpen. Luis Moreno didn't have it tonight. Put up his best fight possible. But he exits having given up at least 3. Newell goes to the bullpen. We're in the top of the 6th. 2 down. Back after this, Dash Up 3-1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now.
Life to is and no baby!
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette...
The Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our 3-game flex plan or 3-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our 3-game flex plan, choose any 3 games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our 3-game meal deal, choose any 3 games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to BrooklynRoasting.com.
Nathan Lavender called on. It's a Baikal Cadillac call to the bullpen. So the lefty coming in. Just get one more out to get Brooklyn out of this 6th inning. Luis Moreno exits with a runner at first. It's lefty against lefty against Duke Ellis. Pitch. Ellis takes a bender up and in from Lavender for 1. Inning began with back-to-back home runs, Ben Norman and Tyler Osick, and then back-to-back strikeouts, and then Moreno just ran out of gas. Walked Mendoza. Lavender lifts over the outside corner at 89. 1-1. So 97 pitches for Luis Moreno. He goes 5 2/3. The line's still open. Still responsible for Mendoza. But Lavender trying to shut the book. Lefty's 1-1. Change up just missed outside. 2. Nathan had a huge performance on Friday at Hudson Valley. Earned the save. Two scoreless against the Renegades. The 2-1. There's a strike outside edge. 2-2. The Lavenders pitched seven times, but just twice since coming off the COVID IL. Pitched in the Jersey Shore weekend series Friday. So a little bit of rest. 32% strikeout rate, ERA sub 1, but an 18% walk rate. Two-two. Popped up down a left field line. Jordan gives it a look, jogs over, but it's in the bullpen. Over by the Winston-Salem Dash. Dash have a 3-1 lead. White Sox affiliate coming off a tough week last week. They started out the second half pretty good shape, but have come tumbling down. Second half, they've been outscored by 22 runs and have lost 7 of 10. Cyclones, though, coming into this series. Winners in 11 of the last 15. 2-2. Breaking ball outside. Ellis kind of bent at the knees. Went soft there and took a low slider. 3 balls, 2 strikes. A single in 3 trips for the Winston-Salem leadoff man. Runner at first base with 2 outs. Here comes the payoff. Foul back. 91 in. Lavender heard his name called in the draft last year. 14th round out of Illinois. Had a really great start of the year with St. Lucie before his call up to Brooklyn. Another 3-2. Grounded to short. Newton slides over to his right, gobbles it up, throws it across. Just got Ellis, who's very, very quick. So Lavender comes on, closes the Moreno line. Luis gave up 2 home runs at the start of the inning. And Lavender able to shut the door. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Brooklyn down 3-1 to Winston-Salem. The answer to our trivia question coming up next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket for the choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
We head to the bottom of the sixth inning from Maimonides Park. Winston-Salem, a little power, showing off that against Luis Moreno. Back-to-back home runs in the top of this inning. So the Cyclones chasing a pair as they come to the plate. Chase Selesky continues to motor on. Gave up a run in the bottom of the fourth. But right now, one of his best outings of the year. It's Consuegra, Ramirez, and Gatt ABs. Consuegra stands in right side. Selesky fires away. And the fastball stays up for ball one. Consuegra strikeout and a ground out tonight. Cyclones just 1 run on 2 hits. Selesky's 1-0. 12-6 breaking ball clocks in for a strike. So the answer to your Coney Combos trivia question coming up. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Consuegra, another slider. Sucker for it. Licking his chops. Big, long swing. Selesky tries again. 1-2. And missed outside. Consuegra held back on the slider. Ian Ramirez have been a great tandem in the lineup Trying to work that out again in the bottom of the sixth. 2-2. Shot to the gap in right center field. Mieses slides over, reaches out, and makes the catch. Just picked it out of the sky. Good piece from Consuegra, telling away from Ellis, but towards Mieses for the first out. So the Cyclones were involved in a trade. You have to go back a couple of years ago. Darwin Frias in 2015 was shipped from the Brooklyn Cyclones clubhouse to the Vermont Lake Monsters clubhouse when Brooklyn was at Centennial Field in Vermont. Was a weird one. Here's Alex Ramirez. Pitch. Fastball strike inside corner. Nothing and one. So he grabbed his backpack and his clothes. He went to the visiting clubhouse and became part of what organization? 0-1. Slider fouled back for strike two.
Texas Rangers.
Texas. Nick. Not even close. Sorry. It is not the Texas Rangers, even though that was part of the hint that I gave. The 0-2 outside said it was not anywhere close to Vermont. It is the Oakland Athletics on the other side of the country. But luckily for Frias, he went to the other side of the field. 1-2. Chopper towards the middle. Womack, the second baseman, races over, but it's by him. Base hit. A bounding grounder, like a rabbit hopping through the middle. And Ramirez is on base with one out in the bottom of the sixth. Over to Oakland. Oakland sent over a player by the name of Eric O'Flaherty. That's just one of those quirky cases. You see it all the time. It happened to Christian Vasquez with the Red Sox and the Astros just yesterday. Hey, you play for those guys now. Yep, over there on the other side of the field. Pitch to Nick Gattis. Missed outside for ball one. And nobody got it right online, trying for the Expos and the Seattle Mariners. But an 0 for night on this trade deadline Tuesday. Selesky's 1-0. Fastball down for ball two.
It was funny on that Vasquez situation, too. Somebody in the Red Sox clubhouse, I forget who it was, said, yeah, I don't really feel too comfortable that Christian Vasquez now knows how we're pitching everybody in the Astros lineup for this series.
Very strategic, timely trade for Houston. Throw over to first. Ramirez back in. A lot of teams that wanted Vasquez. I didn't realize that he had been with the Red Sox for so long. Since the single-digit 2000s. 2-0. Chop foul, and it brings Gattis down to a knee. Down to his seat of his pants, and back up. Nick with a single and a walk tonight. He gets an extra second as the home plate umpire walks out to drop the ball back in Selesky's glove. So Lake Monsters used to be with Oakland, and now they are part of a summer baseball league up there. Sad to lose them. It just was not a facility that could host affiliate ball clubs. Wasn't up to snuff. I know the tweets and the headlines, you know, save baseball in Vermont. And again, it's all fair, but the facility was, I mean, you should have seen that clubhouse. It wasn't even a clubhouse. Had to put the food spread in the bathroom because there was no other room for it. I mean, that is the reality of it. So Leske holds a set 2-1. And Gattis sends one deep down the left field line. If it's fair, it's trouble. It is foul. Got it out, but got it over. And missed wide left. So it's 2-2.
Gattis so close again. He must have a 1,500 OPS in foul territory.
Hudson Valley, he had three at least that were just to the left. You kind of see a hole in the wall next to the yellow line. One on, one out. 3-1 Winston-Salem in the sixth. 2-2. Caught on and miss. And Selesky sneaks one by Gattis. That's the sixth strikeout for Chase Selesky. He's really having one of the, again, best games of his season. This brings up Peroza. Cyclones have only been lucky in one inning tonight. Bottom of the fourth. Jose Mena, who's on deck, he slammed a double off the left center field wall. But Peroza trying to do damage with a runner at first. Pitch.
Fastball, strike outside edge at 90. In fact, Centennial Field up in Vermont, the oldest ballpark in America. It's older than Fenway, older than Wrigley. Pitch. Pop foul down the right field line. The Aces gives a look, but it's in the pen for strike two. The stadium's been there since 1906. You go up there, it was the most awesome, old school. You felt like you were doing the game in black and white. And the booth up there, the visiting booth, which, by the way, is in kind of a wooden enclosure, it's known as the Warner Fusell Visiting Radio Booth. It's a great ode to the OG in the catbird seat, the original Cyclone's voice. 0-2. Crack towards center field. Ellis back and over. Makes the catch chest high. Perosa hits into tough luck in center field, and the Cyclones scoreless in the sixth. Lieber runner at first base. And we trot along into the seventh. Winston-Salem in the opener, leading Brooklyn 3-1. And we get back to Coney Island on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Saturday, August 6th is the Night About Nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
Five The Wiz and nobody beats me.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette,
the Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the Night About Nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Back third of the ball game, Winston-Salem 3, Brooklyn 1 in the series opener from Maimonides Park. Cyclones have been held in check by Winston-Salem pitching this evening. Chase Selesky allowing just one run through six innings. And Luis Moreno did not have his best stuff, battling through 5 2/3. Allowed the back-to-back home runs in the top of the sixth inning to Norman and Osick. And Winston-Salem on top by two. First pitch to Colson Montgomery. Lefty on lefty is a strike. Fastball outside corner. Nothing and one. Montgomery 0-3. A couple of groundouts and a flyout. 0-1. Montgomery lifts a high fly ball down the left field line. Twisting foul. And out of play in the Winston-Salem bullpen. No balls, two strikes. To the bullpen, trying to keep it a two-run ball game. Was outstanding last time around in Hudson Valley. 0-2. Fastball called strike three inside corner. Montgomery down looking. First punch out of the pen for Lavender. One away. One down for Brian Ramos. Even stance right side, hands held low. First pitch. Cuts and misses over a changeup. Nothing and one. Ramos 0-3. Strike out and a couple of groundouts on his line score. Still looking to extend his four-game hitting streak. 0-1. Breaking ball low. One ball, one strike. Ramos, the White Sox number 8 prospect. Fourth in the South Atlantic League in home runs. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Fastball. Top of the zone, was looking for his 18th home run of the season with that hack. Came up empty, one ball, two strikes, and time called. Posted solid numbers as a 19-year-old in low A. Still trying to refine that approach, but the raw power is apparent. 1-2. Hard one bouncer to third. Speared by Perosa, back a step. Throw to first on target. Two down.
The right fielder, number 7, Luis D'Isaacs.
Three straight outs for Lavender out of the bullpen. Bases clear, two down. Here's Luis Miasis. Miasis 2-for-3 with a couple of base hits and a flyout. First pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball outside corner, nothing and one. Miasis, top 25 prospect in the White Sox system. One. Breaking ball low, one ball, one strike. Another guy who has that projectable frame at 6'3". Streamlining that approach, the question, 1-1, swing and a miss, one ball, two strikes. 5% walk rate last year, up to around 7% this season, working on the discipline. 1-2. Off the handle, shallow fly ball center field coming on Ramirez. The hat falls off, but he makes the grab to close out the inning. Beautiful running play by Alex Ramirez. Three up, three down for Lavender in the seventh. Seventh inning stretch time from Maimonides Park. Winston-Salem 3, Brooklyn 1 on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering baseball you can drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball you can drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Bottom seven from a muggy Maimonides Park. 3-1, the Winston-Salem lead over Brooklyn in the series opener. Cooper Bradford takes over on the mound for the Dash. Will face 6, 7, and 8 in the Cyclones order. First pitch to Jose Mena. Rocked right center field. Base hit in front of the right fielder, Miasis. Second hit of the evening for Jose Mena. Drove in the Cyclones run with a double in the fourth and now a leadoff single in the bottom of the seventh inning. So Cooper Bradford on 13th round pick of the White Sox in 2019 out of Florida Southern. This is 25th appearance of the season, a 3.40 ERA in 39 and two-thirds innings. Trying to hold on to the lead for the Dash. First pitch to Swazi, breaking ball strike inside corner, 0-1. Has allowed 38 hits in 39 innings. Walked 22 with 39 strikeouts. Taps the toe to the set just above the belt. 0-1. Wave and a miss by Swazi over a breaking ball, tailing down and away. No balls and two strikes. So Chase Selesky is done after six really good innings tonight. One of his best starts of the season against a rolling Brooklyn lineup coming into this series. 0-2, Swazi holds off. One ball, two strikes. Final line for Selesky, six innings, three hits, just one run allowed, three walks, and six strikeouts. Was really impressive. Now hoping Bradford can hold the lead. 1-2 to Swazi. Fastball in off the plate, and it clipped him. Swazi hit with the pitch. The fastball brushing against the front leg. One of those easier hit by pitches to take as Swazi reaches to put the tying run aboard here with nobody out in the bottom of the seventh inning.
And once again, the Cyclones have an opportunity. They get back-to-back freebie base runners to start an inning for the second time tonight. Got a lot of these back-to-backs, but still looking for that big inning, the inning that they had a ton of times last week in Hudson Valley, looking for that explosion.
See if they can do it against the bullpen. First and second, nobody out. Here's Shervin Newton. Switch hitter batting left, open stance, waggling the bat. First pitch, Newton taps it foul at home plate. Nothing and one. Shervin 0 for 2, a flyout and a strikeout so far tonight. Not the type of baseball the Cyclones ordinarily play. No surprise, Shervin Newton swinging away. 0-1. Change up in the dirt. Kept in front nicely by Hackenberg as it rolls up the first baseline. Runners stay put at first and second, still with nobody out. Time called is Hackenberg. Went to retrieve the baseball and now out to try and calm down his reliever Cooper Bradford out of the bullpen. Mentioned it at the outset, but this is a Winston-Salem pitching staff that has not fared really well over the duration of the season. Fourth highest ERA, third most home runs allowed, and have issued the third most one. So hard contact with Mena leading off the inning, and then the hit by pitch to Swazi. Cyclones trying to take advantage. Bradford, the 1-1. Changeup called strike inside corner, 1-2. Shervin Newton coming into tonight, reached in seven of his last 13 plate appearances. Really good against Hudson Valley all season long, and again in that series, trying to carry it over to the homestand. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him at 94. First strikeout for Bradford out of the bullpen. Runners stay put at first and second. Now one away for Matt Rudick. Cyclones designated hitter digs in 0 for 2 tonight. Mena off second. Swazi aboard at first is the tying run. 3-1. Winston-Salem bottom seven. Bradford steps off as Rudick asks for time. Takes the helmet off. Rubs the forehead against both shoulders. It is a muggy night tonight at Maimonides Park. Set by Bradford. Righty comes home. Breaking ball called strike outside corner. Nothing and one. Rudick has popped out and flied out tonight. Now just one for his last 17 at the plate. Looking to come through in a big spot. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Expanded the strike zone. Fastball off the outside corner. Nothing and two. Mena leads from second. And Joe Swazi aboard at first. He's the tying run. 3-1. Winston-Salem, bottom of the seventh. 0-2 count to Matt Rudick. Bradford, the set and the pitch. Line to Mena to third and will hold there. Cyclones go station to station. Matt Rudick comes through with the base hit. And the Cyclones have the bases loaded with one out in the bottom of the seventh inning.
A good AB from Matt Rudick. Cooper Bradford living off the outside corner. Landed that first backdoor slider. That opened up the zone for Matt Rudick. He swung and missed at that fastball off the plate. And then caught something in and able to turn on it and loop it. Now you can set the table at the bottom of the order and hope at the top of the order can drive in the runs, try to tie the game, take the lead.
Bases loaded for the top of the Cyclones order, and Rowdy Jordan. Clones leadoff man looking to extend a seven-game hitting streak in a massive spot. Tying run in scoring position at second. First pitch. Tap foul at home plate, nothing and one. Jordan has hit the ball well tonight, just nothing to show for it. Lined out his last time to left, hit the ball well toward left field in the third inning as well. 3-1 Winston-Salem, bottom of the seventh. Bases loaded, one out. Mena at third. Swazi the tying run at second. Rudick the lead run at first. Bradford sets in the right-hander's 0-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, kept in front by Hackenberg. One ball, one strike. Bradford has not had a good feel for that breaking ball out of the bullpen. Cyclones hitters, the ability to make him a two-pitch pitcher with the fastball and the changeup. Taps the toe to the set at the belt. 1-1. Jordan bouncing ball back up the middle. Womack Fields flipped to second, one on to first. Double play and the inning's over. 4-6-3, Womack, Montgomery, and Mendoza. And Cooper Bradford tightropes out of danger to keep Brooklyn off the board in the seventh. Head of the eighth from Maimonides Park. Winston-Salem 3, Brooklyn 1. Keith Rad with the play-by-play when we return on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Another opportunity the Cyclones had slipped through their fingers in the seventh inning. Now the bases loaded and one out, and bounced into a double play to keep it where it is. So it's a 3-1 Winston-Salem lead as we mosey into the eighth inning. Just two frames left tonight in the opener. Nathan Lavender started in the sixth, 1-2-3 seventh. His first pitch of the eighth to Ben Norman. Lefty takes a breaking ball strike, nothing and one. Norman and Osick was on deck, went back-to-back into the backyard their last time. Pitch. Lavender misses down and away. One ball, one strike. Nick leans back, twists and deals the 1-1. And there's a strike, nabbing the far side of the plate. 1-2. Cyclones trying to stay in first place. Hudson Valley won today. A 1-2. Just off the plate. 2-2. This is game 31 of 66 second half games. So a lot will change between now and the end of September. 2-2. Ricky ball ripped to the right field line and down past Swazi into the corner. Norman around first, heading for second. Consuegra over to field and fire back in. Norman holds at second with a leadoff two-base hit. First base runner to reach against Lavender. And while the Cyclones have kind of kick the can down the road with some of these runners in scoring position opportunities. Winston-Salem kind of pushed the envelope. That is the 10th hit of the night for the White Sox affiliate.
And Ben Norman continues to rake. Just cannot be stopped over this recent stretch. Another line drive extra base hit, his second of the night.
Here's Osick, a single and a homer. Dashed by two, top of the eighth. Hudson Valley beat Jersey Shore 8-2. So Cyclones lose tonight. They drop to a half game in first place. But we're into August now, so that scoreboard will be tracking it heavily. Pitch. Changeup missed up and away for ball two. So Cyclones in first, Hudson Valley in second. Aberdeen and Greensboro tied for third. Greensboro opening up a series with Bowling Green, top of the fifth, tied at four. Two and a half back. Pitch. There's a strike. Lavender hits it with 90 on the outside corner. And then Aberdeen trying to push Wilmington even further down, starting a series at Frawley Stadium tonight. Bottom of the eighth, Aberdeen up 5-3. One. Change up. Cut through and missed. Osick, check swing, couldn't hold the bat back. Not all that pleased with that call from Smith. It's a ball and two strikes. Winston-Salem leading Brooklyn 3-1. First ever meeting between the two teams. Pitch. Changeup missed outside. 2-2. So Lavender so far an inning and a third. But a few more up downs at the last out of the sixth. An easy seventh. And now into the eighth. From the belt leans back to 2-2. Driven into right field for a base hit. Consuegra charges and fires back in. Norman stops at third base. Consuegra with that great arm. Able to hold Norman at third base. But it is first and third. And nobody out for the bottom of the order. But tonight has three hits.
This lineup has been super impressive here in game one. Certainly haven't had an opportunity to see Winston-Salem live as of yet. And they pack a punch. This has been impressive. 1-9. Really good at-bats, whether it be early or late in counts. Line drives everywhere. You make a mistake in Winston-Salem, they'll take advantage.
Two on for Hackenberg. Top of the eighth, dash by two. Nobody out. Lavender deals. And a changeup catches the inside corner for a strike. Adam Hackenberg, the brother of Christian Hackenberg. Great Penn State quarterback. Didn't quite work out with the Jets, but certainly a name New Yorkers know. 0-1. Fouled into the seats, first base side, strike two. Turns out the Hackenberg family has a lot of different athletes in it. Another brother plays baseball. That's Drew. And Hackenberg in the Chicago organization, he's the number 30 prospect. Seven of Chicago's 30 are with this club. The 0-2. Hackenberg away on three pitches. And he knew it as soon as it hit the glove. Twisted back towards the third base dugout.
And that's where Nathan Lavender has been really effective, almost pitching backwards. It's that two-strike fastball in on lefties and just froze him. Hackenberg looking for the off-speed, breaking ball down and away. Lavender comes right back with the fastball and had him.
So now Womack, big righty batter. Lavender uncorks. And a pitch slice in the air to right. Consuegra over and deep towards the track. Makes the catch in deep right. Norman tags and scores easily on the sack fly. He scores standing up. Womack with the sack fly. And the White Sox affiliate up 4-1 in the top of the eighth.
And again, it's been an excellent approach from this Winston-Salem lineup. Whether it be trying to line a ball for a base hit or in that situation for Womack just coming through with that sacrifice fly, getting the job done, not wasting any time to add to the lead.
Here's Mendoza, a lefty-lefty matchup. Lavender working on the nine-man, single and a walk tonight. First meeting for Lavender. Pitch. Strike outside corner with the fastball. So Lav came on to, again, finish that sixth inning. He faced Ellis, who's at the top of the lineup, trying to complete the inning against Mendoza and see all nine hitters. 0-1. Lefty pops it up on the infield towards short. Newton head cocked to the sky, raises his glove and makes the catch to end the inning. But as Winston-Salem has done all night, they score again on another couple hits. Winston-Salem up 4-1, tacking on a run in the top of the eighth. Brooklyn with six outs to work with offensively, grabs the sixth, and we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
August 4th is Italian Night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night, and have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
Stanley Consuegra, Alex Ramirez, Nick Gattis, 2-3-4 due up in the bottom of the eighth inning, down 4-1. Consuegra digs in the first pitch to him, chops it foul down the third baseline for strike one. Luis Moncada coming in out of the pen, very tall lefty. Out of the windup, the 0-1. Consuegra cuts and misses at the back foot slider, spinning down and in. No balls, two strikes. Cooper Bradford, a scoreless inning, but did a Houdini act to keep it scoreless. 0-2. Strike three called outside corner with the changeup, and Consuegra down on three. So Bradford had bases loaded and one out and got Rowdy Jordan to bounce into a double play. Cyclones have just left men on all night long. It's a 4-1 dash lead, and here's Alex Ramirez. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Ramirez behind 92. No balls and a strike. Moncada, older guy, 24 years old. Comes the 0-1. And just missed outside. One ball, one strike. This year a 16% strikeout rate, 12% walk rate. 37 innings. 1-1. Swing and a miss at home plate. And Ramirez behind 1-2. Moncada, formerly of the Tampa Bay Rays organization, and now with Chicago this year. Kid out of Venezuela. Nobody on, one out. Bottom of the eighth, Brooklyn down three. Pitch to Alex Ramirez. Caught on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts. Taking down the two big hitters at the top of this lineup. And it's up to Nick Gattis trying to get a two-out rally brewing in the eighth.
How about that entry to the ball game for Moncada? Right through Consuegra and Ramirez. Some part of this Cyclones lineup that Winston-Salem has kept in check tonight.
Pitch to Gattis. He takes a breaking ball strike, swooping over the inside corner, nothing and one. Well, Winston-Salem has showed off its offensive prowess tonight. Where you can get him is the arms. It doesn't look like that tonight. One run, five hits. Pitch. Nick Chase is up at 91. Nothing in two. Team ERA of the 12 teams in the South Atlantic League ranks ninth, 4.79. Nothing in two. This one's ripped in the shortstop hole. Base hit. Ramos and Montgomery came together. And it sizzled right by. So Gaddis had a really nice game. He's been on three out of four times. That's Nick's second hit. Also has added a walk. And he continues to be a guy that gets on base and scores runs. He scored Brooklyn's only run tonight. Cyclones down three. Gaddis hoping to be one of those tally marks to come all the way back.
That's all you need. Continue to have that simple approach. Get on base. Cyclones looking for base runners down by three. Try and stack them and get the tying run to the plate.
Another guy having a nice night. Perosa, a couple walks and a sharp line out to center field. Moncada, the southpaw, deals. And the breaking ball misses up and away, 1-0. Night sky, Coney Island, Tuesday night in August. Lights shining down from the stanchions, two in right, two in left. And the four around the seating bowl, 1-0. Perosa lines it the other way, base hit right field. Gaddis to second, holds there. And the Clones with two outs, putting something together. These two guys right in the middle of the lineup tonight have been up eight times and on six of the eight. Can't ask for more than that.
And to steal the baseball turn of phrase, it's deja vu all over again. These guys continuing to get on base. Gaddis and Perosa in back of one another. And the Cyclones again with an opportunity to climb back in this ballgame. Tying run gets to the plate. Jose Mena has that home run power.
Quick meeting on the mound between Moncada. And it started out with his catcher, but now the entire infield and pitching coach Danny Farquhar out to the mound. So the staff, by the way, Lorenzo Bundy, formerly of the Mets organization, Danny Farquhar, pitching coach, and Nicky Delmonico has spent some big league time recently. He's the hitting coach, so not a bad set of fellows to listen to as your coaching staff if you're a Winston-Salem Dash. So heads back to the third base dugout and everybody else to their respective infield positions. And Nick, you're absolutely right. Home run pop for Mena. Now he swung the bat well tonight. A double, a single in three trips. Brooklyn down 4-1, bottom of the eighth. Two on, but two out. Moncada sets at the chin and deals. Swing and miss. Slider dipping down and away. Mena double taps the plate, whirls it around, sways it over the plate, back over his right shoulder. Runners lead. Moncada's 0-1. Swing and a miss. Mena chasing two pitches. Clones 2-for-8 with RISP. They've left six. In a tight 4-1 game. It's in striking distance. Mena behind 0-2. Pitch. Chop foul. Third base side. Hey, Farquhar with a nice grab. Pitching coach, I think that's him leaning over the railing, making the grab on the bounding ball.
Still got it.
There you go. Just out there talking to Moncada. Sprinkling that pitching coach pixie dust. So far working out. Another 0-2. Mena fouls it off at home plate. Just nicked it. Slider down and in. Moncada with Tampa Bay and was with those guys for so long, ended up becoming a free agent. Tampa Bay did not re-sign him after his 7 years. And White Sox scooped him up. Struck out Consuegra and Ramirez, but then back-to-back singles. His 0-2 has to wait. Back foot steps off towards second base. Moncada looks in for the sign. 0-2. Chop foul. Third straight foul ball from Mena after two chases. Speaking of long times in organizations, Jose Mena has been with the Mets, coming to the end of his road at the end of the year. Having his best offensive year, more than 100 at-bats, and trying to make this one a biggie. Another 0-2. Missed low with 89. So one ball, two strikes on Jose. As Jose Peroza leads off first, Nick Gattis at second. Broken down 4-1. Being out hit 11-7. Now looking for that big hit that has eluded them tonight. 1-2. Driven in the air to right field. Meaces over 2-3 steps. Makes the catch off his shoulder. And the inning over. No runs. 2-2 out hits. Romena flies out to end the inning. And we embark on the ninth. Winston-Salem in good shape in game one of this six-game series, leading Brooklyn by 3. Back after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Are you ready, kid?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available, featuring a special under-the-sea nesting doll. Learn more at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
August 4th is Italian Night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night. And have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit brooklyncyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Top of the ninth inning on a Tuesday night at Maimonides Park. It's the Winston-Salem Dash, the visitors, the upstart Dash. Just 13-17, six back in their division that have the lead. A 4-1 advantage for the Dash as they come to the plate in the top of the ninth inning. Cyclones make a by Cal auto ball, call to the bullpen for right-hander Sammy Tavares. Tavares trying to keep it where it is before the bottom of the ninth. In the bottom of the ninth, Joe Swazee, Shervin Newton, and Matt Rudick. Cyclones have squandered some big opportunities tonight. First pitch to Duke Ellis. Fastball pins the knees on the outside corner. Nothing in one. Ellis' fifth time to the plate. Sammy slow rock into the wind. The 0-1. Caught on and missed. No balls, two strikes. Tavares has changed his windup just a little bit. Looks like he's slowed down and in a lot more control. Stands kind of sideways like he's out of the stretch. Steps back towards first. Slow rock of the leg, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. And Ellis right through for strike three. Tavares coming in at 93 miles an hour. Dispatches Duke Ellis on three pitches.
Well, I think so far so good for the adjustment. Rocking into the motion. Three pitches, three strikes. We know Sammy Tavares, when he stays in the zone, is super effective. Hopefully this, a trend that continues.
He is saying please to that. Here's a pitch to Montgomery, another lefty. Fastball missed up and in. Walking batters, 1 out of 5. 20% strikeout rate. Excuse me, walk rate, 33% strikeout rate. 1-0. Montgomery takes low, and Tavares is missed with 2 on Colson Montgomery. Winston-Salem 4, Brooklyn 1, ninth inning, under a night sky. Here comes the 2-0. That's up, missed with the curveball. Three balls, no strikes. Tavares backpedals behind the mound to grab the rosin and build an extra second so he can refocus against Montgomery, who tonight is 0 for 4. The White Sox number one prospect. High kick, 3-0. And that's outside. Four pitch walk after the strikeout on three pitches for Sammy Tavares.
Now, the first thought that I had with a motion like that, of course, is that it would be very difficult with runners on base because you can't go to that anymore. We'll see what type of adjustment Sammy has, gone back to more of that traditional windup into the stretch.
Here's Brian Ramos, big power hitter. Pitch. Fastball skied into right field. And Suegra over, curling around, stops, and makes the catch. So Ramos, of those 17 home runs, is retired on one pitch. He's been retired on all five plate appearances tonight. Two down, top of the ninth. And here's the lefty, Luis Meneses. Two early singles for Meneses, the White Sox number 24 prospect. A line out and a fly out to center. Tavares lifts the leg, comes home, and pitch chopped off his body and out toward the field of play. The base umpire, Joe Iglio, made the emphatic call, waving his arms. No balls and a strike. Tomorrow is our camp day game, a noon start. Last camp day game, last midweek noon start of the year. And Carson Seymour will unfortunately not be making his start for the Cyclones. That was not part of the trade. And we're going to let Seymour go one more for Brooklyn. Now, that was not part of it. He's off to San Francisco. Oh, fastball at 93. Garrett Shanley, he's the lefty. He will pitch, though, for Winston-Salem tomorrow afternoon. So by this time tomorrow, we'll have two games through. Just a little programming note for you. Two outs, two strikes. Tavares fires away, and Meneses pops it into the crowd, third base side, over towards a gaggle of kids down there. So it stays nothing in two on Meneses.
And who's starting tomorrow? Well, we'll let you know at noon.
Guy that throws a lot of games across the league. TBD. Another 0-2. Missed down and in. Backhand stop by Mena. He keeps Montgomery at first.
TBD's ERA is minuscule.
He pitches a lot, though. He's all over the place.
Yeah.
Cyclones were really kind of blindsided. I mean, nobody's ready to have two of their starters taken from them. So, no idea yet on tomorrow. 1-2. Breaking ball. Got him looking. El Camarón. The shrimp bends over the plate and strikes out Meneses. Tavares with a scoreless ninth inning. Sammy does his job, keeps it 4-1. Then we go to the bottom of the ninth. Brooklyn, last chance dance. When we get back on the Cyclones radio network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
August 4th is Italian night at Maimonides Park. We're red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night and have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye,
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available, featuring a special under-the-sea nesting doll. Learn more at BrooklynCyclones.com/ticket.
Cyclones 3 outs to work with at home as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Brooklyn trails Winston-Salem 4-1. Clones are hot. They woke up hot, and they're trying to stay hot. Brooklyn a game and a half lead over Hudson Valley, and they woke up this morning. However, Hudson Valley beat Jersey Shore, and the Cyclones are losing to Winston-Salem, a team that is 6 back and 5th place in the South Division. New arm in, though, try to close it out. Wilbur Perez, 24-year-old righty. Joe Swazi stands in. It's Swazi, Newton, and Rudick. Perez full windup, first pitch. Fouled back on a check swing. 91 miles an hour. Swazi for 2 with 2 strikeouts. Looking for some Swazi ninth inning magic. Get on base. The twist in the 0-1. Big breaking ball up and in at 73. It's a ball and a strike. 34 innings this year at this level. Perez been with the club the whole time. 34 innings, 24 appearances, all in relief. Tallready with his socks hiked up, 1-1. Swazi swings over the change. Strike 2. Strikeout rate, 15% walk rate. Swazi calls for time. Perez used to be with Milwaukee. Came over to the White Sox in 18. Older guy. Older for the high A level. Swazi leans back. Here comes the 1-2 towards him. And he rolls over foul to the left. Just 5 saves for Perez in his long career that dates back in 2017. No saves this year, but 1 blown save. Cyclones looking for an opportunity. The 1-2. Fastball blew it by him at 93 on the outside corner. So Perez lulled him to sleep with the soft stuff. And flames came out of the back of that fastball to wrap him up for the first out of the bottom of the ninth.
Changing speeds, disrupting timing, so critical for any pitcher, especially out of the bullpen. That's exactly what Perez did. Swazi behind the fastball on the outside corner, and a closer coming in. Really important to get out number one. He did it.
Brooklyn down by 3, bottom of the ninth. First pitch to Shervin Newton. He swings and cracks the line drive towards the wall in left center field. Norman turns, and it's a pounder off the TD Bank side. Newton looking for second. The throw in is late. Shervin Newton, the company man. To you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card.
And he is a company man. Good opposite field approach. Left center field, not trying to do too much. Hit that fastball with some riding action. He went with it. Trying to keep the line moving. Cyclones looking for another base runner. Name of the game, bring the tying run to the plate.
Well, it's Newton's first hit. Now it turns to Matt Rudick, who singled his last time. Cyclones down by 3. Tying run is on deck, so some work to do. Rowdy Jordan in the top of the order on deck. Rudick, the little lefty, stands in. Pitch. Missed down and in over his shoot tops with the changeup. 1 ball, no strikes. Now for Perez, try to get his first save of the year. This is it. 3-run lead in the ninth. As comfortable as you can get. Trying to do it on the road in New York City. Small lead from Newton, the 1-0. That's outside, ball 2. Tried to go with the fastball. On this sticky, humid night, Perez tucks his glove under his armpits and massages the ball with both hands, trying to get a grip. Tall, slender righty set at the belt. A look at second, a look home, and the pitch. Misses up with the change, and it's ball three. And suddenly things get interesting. Rudick, a guy whose batting average is in the low 200s, but a smart approach. Is on base 135 points higher than the batting average. 3-0. That's way outside. So a four-pitch walk. Swazi struck out. Looked like Moncada had not had it in the bag, but had that bravado to at least start surprising him with the double. Rudick with the walk. And here comes Farquhar again out of that third base dugout to talk to his pitcher.
And that's the key for the Cyclones. Just continue to put together good at-bats. Tough plate appearance for Rudick. Getting the fastball off the outside corner. Not trying to do too much. Laying it off. And Shervin Newton to Matt Rudick. Now pass the baton to Rowdy Jordan. And the Cyclones with a couple of cracks at it. With a tying run at the plate. Put the pressure on Winston-Salem.
Well, Farquhar, former big leaguer. Spent time with Toronto, Seattle, Tampa, and then a little bit of time with the Yankees and the White Sox. Out to the mound, hoping that Moncada has got it in him to try to get his first save of the year. We have seen these clones for 96 games, tonight number 97. Always seem to have that heartbeat in the ninth, no matter the score. And certainly an opportunity tonight. First and second, one out. Brooklyn down 4-1 in the bottom of the ninth. Rowdy switch hitter batting left. Moncada lunges home. First pitch, change up, misses up high, ball one. Could be great vengeance for Jordan, who bounced into a inning-ending double play in the seventh. Cyclones had the bases juice and one out. Rowdy tonight 0-4. The 1-0. That's not going to work either. Missed outside with the fastball. Six in a row out of the zone. Winston-Salem does have the bullpen up. They've got a righty getting ready quickly down there. Third baseline, foul territory, past the seating bowl. Newton at second. Rudick at first. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Pitch looked down, but Jordan went after it at 90. Swigger on deck. Alex Ramirez potentially to follow. Tying run at home. Small leads from the runners. Moncada rocks and deals. Just missed outside. 90 miles an hour. Mickey Smith not going to give him the edge. There is no wind right now. From the belt, the 3-1. Jordan chases upstairs for strike two. Rowdy a little out in front of his skis, trying to do too much. The eyes wide on that swing. Three balls, two strikes with one out. Perez from the belt. A look at second, a look home. Pitch. Swing and a miss. What a comeback for Wilbur Perez. He strikes out Rowdy Jordan. And Brooklyn, it's down to its final out.
And a big sequence for Perez. Nicely done. Falling behind in the count. Coming right back. And attacking Rowdy Jordan. Rowdy probably not too in love with himself on the 3-1 pitch. Chased that fastball high. Good job by Perez to get the second out.
4-1, Winston-Salem. Two on, two out. Here's Consuegra. Pitch. Missed up and away with a changeup for ball one. Newton and Rudick on base. Double and a walk back to back.
Swazi struck out to start the inning. Rowdy just struck out. Stanley tonight has struck out twice. He's 0 for 4. 1-0 pitch. Up and in. Losing Oz from the crowd. Pitch a fastball up and in. Stanley almost pulled the trigger. That's where you like it. Up and in. Try to hit one out, tie the game. Set from the ear down to the belly. Hitters count. 2-0. Strike on the outside edge. Change up at 81. Ramos and Montgomery playing to play Consuegra to pull big time on the left side of the infield. 2-1. Consuegra cracks one. Base hit right field in front of Meaces. Coming around third. Here's Newton. He's in to score. The Cyclones get one back. Consuegra with an RBI single to right. Runners head to the corners. Two down. Brooklyn down 4-2. As Stanley comes through with a simple stroke to right field.
Really nice approach for Stanley Consuegra. Again, the name of the game in this inning, to not try and do too much and move the line to the next guy. Fortunately for Consuegra, he's got a really good guy in back of him to pass the baton to. And Alex Ramirez has that base hit. And going to force Winston-Salem's hand here. One small note on that play. Nice job by Meaces. That throw going into second, the exact right spot. Stanley Consuegra unable to get into scoring position.
Lorenzo Bundy is not going to work with Wilbur Perez for the save tonight. He's got to go to his bullpen again. Take a quick break. First and third with two outs. A new right-hander in when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-90PanoramaBusTours.com.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Lorenzo Bundy does go to his bullpen for right-hander Chase Plimel. The Cyclones have first and third and two outs, trailing by two in the bottom of the ninth inning. Wilbur Perez could not get the job done. He is responsible for both runners. Plimel, though, trying to be the guy that does get the job done. Alex Ramirez happens to stand in the way, though. It's going to be a juicy at-bat at the end of the game. Matt Rudick, he's at third base. Stanley Consuegra with the RBI single. He is at first. He drove in Sherman Newton. Now Ramirez coming off a week last week at Hudson Valley where he hit three home runs. Stands in for the right side. Plimel set. And the pitch. Breaking ball up. And Ramirez hopping up and down. He wanted that thing to drop over the plate. But that hanger stayed up. 24-year-old right-hander from Missouri. The 1-0. Missed down and in. That was the fastball at 90. Two balls and no strikes. Nick Gattis, who has two hits and has been on three times tonight, looms on deck. Tying runs aboard, winning run at the plate. Two outs, ninth inning.
2-0. Swinging a rocket shot down the left field line. Ramirez gave it a good thwack. Just tugged it. Strike one. Ramirez gets that neon pink cleat in the back of the righty batter's box. Settles in that front foot. The 2-1. Swinging a tip at home plate. That was 91 at the knees on the inside corner. So the Cyclones down to their final strike. They're a swing away from winning the game. It's 4-2 Winston-Salem with two on and two out. Blimel deals. And Ramirez cuts and misses, and the ball game is over. Blimel comes on to get the final out, and the Cyclones drop a 4-2 decision, leaving the tying runs on base. They fought valiantly there in that ninth inning, but a lot of opportunities over the first eight that went by the wayside that spelled them tonight. In the ninth, one run, two hits, no errors, and two left. Lone snapped that winning streak. They fought away a half-game lead for first place. We'll be back to wrap up the opener when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday, August 6th is the night about nothing, and the exclusive Seinfeld Night bobblehead package is on sale now. Make your reservations today for The Wiz.
Live The Wiz and nobody beats you.
And Dolores.
Dolores!
And while the first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Marble Rye statuette,
the Marble Rye?
Yours will be guaranteed.
Anybody can just take them.
Hurry, because the night about nothing is sure to sell out.
Hey, let's not get into panic mode!
Leaving it to chance? You might be in big trouble, buddy. Head to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose egg and tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
Well, not the night tonight for the Cyclones. That magic, that emotional magic built up at the end of the Hudson Valley Series, winning the final three, couldn't quite carry it over into tonight. Winston-Salem wins the opener 4-2. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Ratt. I'm here with the totals. Get you over to Nick just a moment for the post-game show. Winston-Salem, 4 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They stranded 9 men on base. Brooklyn, 2 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. Cyclones left 10 and went 3-for-12 with RISP. The win, Chase Selesky, his 4th. Luis Moreno gave up 3 runs over 5 2/3. He dropped his 5th. And the save goes to Chase Plimel. Time of the game, 2 hours, 38 minutes. And our Tuesday night crowd, 2,254. Cyclones to 48-49 overall, but 18-13 in the second half. Winston-Salem goes to 14-17 in the second half. Hate to jump ahead, but Hudson Valley already won. They're going to do a lot of winning all week, Nick, against Jersey Shore. And the Cyclones hold for first place continues, but they got to win games like this if they want to do that.
Yeah, they had their opportunities certainly tonight. Unfortunately, unable to get it done. And it was so close a couple of times for Brooklyn. Stranded 2 runners in each of the last 3 innings. Nick Gattis and Jose Peroza making it routine that they would set the table for the Cyclones lineup in back of them. Just unfortunately not able to get the big hit tonight as they fall in the series opener with Winston-Salem by a score of 4-2. Dash getting on the board early in the first inning tonight. Duke Ellis had been out, then stealing third and advancing home on a throwing error by the catcher Jose Maida. Throw low and away past Peroza up the left field line, and Winston-Salem an unearned run to take the 1-0 lead in the first inning. Cyclones getting some good pitching from Luis Moreno, who did not have his best stuff tonight, but did an excellent job of battling stranding a couple of runners in the second and the third inning, setting the table for the Cyclones to tie it in the fourth. Back-to-back walks to open the frame, and Jose Mena with a line shot into left center field off the top of the wall to score. Nick Gattis on the RBI double. Jose Peroza cut down at the plate, waving through the stop sign of Chris Newell. Unfortunately, thrown out to keep it a 1-1 ball game in the fourth inning. Cyclones tied it, but then in the sixth, it was a 2-run top of the sixth inning for the Dash. Both coming on a couple of big swings. Norman and Tyler Osick going back-to-back against Luis Moreno, who was unable to get through the sixth inning. Goes 5 2/3, but those big swings really going a long way to making a difference in this ball game. Unfortunately, Moreno, who again, as I mentioned, was battling through some of the control challenges tonight, unable to get through that frame unscathed. Those two big swings really making a difference. So the Cyclones finding themselves behind 3-1. And then in the eighth inning, the Dash would extend the lead even further, getting a couple on, double by Norman. Tyler Osick again getting things done with a base hit to put runners at the corners for Alexander Womack, who drove in Norman with a sacrifice fly to right field deep onto the warning track. Consuegra had no opportunity to throw out Norman at the plate, but the Cyclones continuing to battle. Put two on in the eighth inning, base hit by Gattis and Peroza, but Mena flying out in the ninth inning after the leadoff strikeout. Newton a double, Rudick a walk, then another strikeout. Wilbur Perez was rocky in the save opportunity. And going to the bullpen for Winston-Salem for Chase Plymel, who was able to get Alex Ramirez on the strikeout after the RBI single by Stanley Consuegra to cut it to a two-run game. So Cyclones gave themselves a chance, had the tying run on base, just not enough as they stranded a number of runners on base. Left themselves hanging tonight with 10 left on base, 3 for 12 with runners in scoring position. Also an error leading to a run, so not the cleanest of ball games as the Cyclones fell in the series opener by a score of 4-2. Fortunately, got a good battle from Moreno tonight, 5 2/3 with the question marks coming up tomorrow and then Thursday about the starting rotation and who's going to throw and how they're going to cover the innings. So at the very least, despite not having his best stuff, Luis Moreno able to give them 5 2/3 and almost 100 pitches. So that certainly a positive on the evening. Take a look around the rest of the South Atlantic League scoreboard. Aberdeen and Wilmington have gone extras. It's the bottom of the 11th. Aberdeen out in front 7-5 at Frawley Stadium. Asheville and Hickory in the middle of 9. They're tied at 5. Greensboro and Bowling Green in the bottom of the 7th. Bowling Green out in front of the Grasshoppers 9-5. Hudson Valley and Jersey Shore, as we mentioned, have gone final. 8-2 win for the Renegades. Trey Sweeney, Carlos Narvaez, and Eduardo Torrealba all homering at Shoretown Ballpark. As the woes continue for Jersey Shore, Greenville and Rome have gone final as well. A 10-5 win for the Braves atop the South Atlantic League South Division. And in the Mets organization that was active this afternoon in the trade market, how those who have remained, Somerset going to extra innings. The Rumble Ponies out to a 13-9 lead at TD Bank Ballpark. Syracuse and Lehigh Valley gone final as well. The Iron Pigs 13-6 winners over the Mets AAA affiliate. And St. Lucie and Daytona have gone final at Clover Park as well. A 4-2 win for St. Lucie. And atop it all were the trades have been made, the additions, and trying to get the Mets in position for the playoff push, trailing 5-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning against Washington. And I will throw this out there because certainly not good news for the Mets. They gave up a home run, but Joey Meneses, the batter for Washington, went yard with his first big league hit. A 30-year-old rookie and a guy making his debut waited a long time to get that opportunity. So Meneses 1-for-3 with that home run. A good story despite the unfortunate result at the moment in the bottom of the eighth inning. Jacob deGrom making his return for the Mets. And the velocity was good, certainly healthy, and that is the most encouraging sign for a guy that the Mets have waited so long to get back. That may be the biggest trade deadline acquisition of them all. So good to see him healthy and pitching pretty well against the Nationals, just on the wrong end of the score tonight. Mets on the wrong end of the score. So was Brooklyn this evening as they fall to 18-13 on the second half. Winston-Salem improving to 14-17, gaining some ground in the South Atlantic League South Division. So the Cyclones back at it tomorrow, trying to get back into the win column now. Just a half a game separating Brooklyn and second place Hudson Valley in the North Division. And, well, we'll see who throws tomorrow for the noon start. Cyclones trying to piece the rest of the series together. That should just about wrap it up for us tonight. Once again, the final score, Winston-Salem takes the series opener over Brooklyn by a score of tomorrow for our Camp Day Wednesday afternoon ball game. First pitch is at noon with Cyclones pregame on the air on MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network at 11:40. For Keith Radd, I'm Nick DeLucas saying thanks for hanging out with us tonight. You've been listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.